I don't want to think of, like, when you found, like, found in this room.
You're so nice.
I found a toenail hole.
There's some Provo later on.
Was it in the Pringles?
No, it wasn't in the Pringles. It was just lying there staring at me.
That's
it's still there. It's next to the Pringles. Fuck off.
That's period blood.
It is. Also tomato sauce. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Level Up episode number 55.
55? Sure?
Yes.
You sure it's not 56?
Unlucky for some. They might burn your bacon.
Yeah, what was that guy about? I don't know. There was a guy that was just... Did they say they may burn your bacon? Is that what he said? There was a guy that we sat... What's over number 13? He goes, this guy in the red shirt on the table next to us. Like, unlucky for some, they may burn your bacon, apparently.
Well, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I was about to introduce you guys, but...
In spoons.
It was in spoons before you got there, and it was weird. I walked away.
Anyway, with me today, we have no Richard today, he's off driving around.
He's back, he'll be back later, he's coming halfway through, he told me.
Is he?
Yeah, he finishes at 12.
Alright.
So, going to come halfway through the podcast?
Yeah, I'll be like, spam, motherfucker.
So we got some Benjamin Kwai in the chocolate love machine that's Callum Laird.
Thank you.
It's not I was going to call
no,
you,
I love chocolate.
Husky Harris, a stunt double.
I'm very husky.
Husky Harris, the guy from the wrestling, has the same...
I don't know.
He looks like why?
Hobbs is the new biggest fan of wrestling.
I love wrestling.
It's not good at all. Any excuse for man love. Love and touching, greased up and shit.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sort of a bed together.
Okay.
Anyway. You can't call that a bed, I'm sorry.
No.
It's a mattress on the floor covered in blankets and stuff. I got around to it.
But a bed? Bed's quite important.
Did you sell the bed?
No, the bed was pretty much broken.
Okay, cool.
I sell all my stuff for
have
PlayStation
you
games.
Your PS2 yet?
I have.
Where is it?
Hence why Pro Evo sitting there.
Why
I haven't got memory card. I
remember you asking Gary. Well, this has turned into a focused, streamlined start to the podcast. Talking about
two
Bacon
minutes,
Man.
And
it's just a tiny beginning taster of a tangent.
Oh yeah, I mean talking in tangents is going to go off on one today.
Exactly.
I'm not feeling very focused.
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
More like a methadone addict.
Right, we'll start with the news. I'm gonna rein this shit in.
I want to start with the hot topic.
Soon as we're on.
No, because Richard will get disappointed if he's not there for it.
Oh yeah, true.
Won't he?
Yeah.
We'll have to spend a really long time talking about the news.
Do some fighting.
No, not actual fighting, chat. So quiet. What's the fighting game news then?
There is
two
fighting.
Yes.
Games.
Okay, we don't have to be this slow.
Coming out soon.
What are their names,
Quite? To be announced at Comic-Con this weekend.
Ooh.
But what is
we already know about it.
Versus Namco, made by Capcom on the Street Fighter 4 engine, and Namco versus Capcom, made on the Tekken 6 engine.
Ah, I knew you were going to say this. And we discussed this earlier, Mr. Quite.
We did.
And why can't they have, like...
I think it's the biggest pointless piece
Capcom
of shit in the world.
Capcom versus BlazBlue.
Again, why do you don't know anything about BlazBlue.
I know they released one recently called Calamity Shift.
Calamity Trigger.
I'm thinking of Continuum Shift. I don't know.
So the little bit of BlazBlue he knows is wrong.
I know that Blaze doesn't have an E on it.
What?
I know that Blaze doesn't have an E on it.
He's drinking Rockstar energy drink. That means
from 2 days ago.
He's off.
Two-day-old Rockstar energy juice.
It's fermented as well.
Plus guava. Got guava in it.
It's got tropical guava in it. But anyway, biggest pointless piece of shit in the world.
Why?
Just make one game, or just put both games on
the
disc.
No, because I told you this earlier. If you had one game, the Tekken fanboys would complain if it was on the Street Fighter controller.
But keep putting it on the same disc.
And then the Street Fighter would complain if it was...
It wouldn't fit on a DVD for the Xbox.
Alright, put two discs then, but in the same either pack. It's like an orange box sort of thing.
They might do Blue that, Ray. But this is all that we know so far. There's going to be two separate games. So it could come in one package.
Because it's like Pokemon Red and Blue, isn't
guaranteed
it?
It will come on the same disc in some sort of... Special edition PS3 version on the Blu-ray.
Well, of course it will. PS3 can handle that shit.
It's like an Xbox if it tries really hard.
All that happens is you'll beat your friend on one and be like, alright, I'll play on the other one, and he'll beat you because you play Street Fighter, he's played Tekken.
Yeah, so Andy won't beat us at Street Fighter. He'll slaughter us at Tekken. He won't beat us at Street Fighter.
I don't know, if you have Jin with Street Fighter controls, I imagine that knowing Andrew, he would put the time and effort into the Jin.
Oh no! What if there's a Lars character?
Oh god!
Yeah, exactly.
I know. We'll find the picture of the released picture later. We'll see what characters are.
Okay, cool. We shall investigate. So, I can't read the writing from here. Hobbs, next piece of news.
You're the news feeder. We just see it.
Red Faction film on the Sci-Fi Channel. This is old news, quite.
It's not old.
2 weeks old.
Yeah, that but no, but it's the news that it links Red Faction Guerrilla and Armageddon is new news.
New news.
The missing link.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be quite a cheap TV film because they are on Sci-Fi.
Do you want to know how many people give a shit about the gap between Red Faction Guerrilla and Red Faction Armageddon?
I'll have you know, there's a film coming
out. Even smaller is the number of people that care about the Red Faction storyline and just want to hammer shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be interesting to see what they do. It might be a good film.
It won't be.
They're like, Alec Mason is dead.
Oh, and there's giant.
Long live.
Yeah, and there's also
the dudes from Saints Row.
It's Mega Piranha versus Gatoroid.
And there's also Sharktopus coming out.
Sharktopus. Exactly. And Mammoth. We can't forget Mammoth.
Mammoth is the best film ever.
The film that had probably the least amount of mammoth I've ever seen in a film, even less than The Jackal.
No, snakes on a plane.
Hasn't got any mammoth.
Just Mammoth, Samuel Jackson.
Oh, no, it had that guy, big guy from Keenan and Kel. He's pretty mammoth-like.
What, Keenan?
Is it Keenan? I don't know which one's which.
Keenan's the fat... No.
Okay, Keenan.
Keenan's the fat one. Because Kel likes orange soda.
Yeah, but people kept trying to tell...
The screw in the tuna.
Oh, you never watched Keenan Kel?
I did, but I didn't want to start bringing
it. Have you seen their full-length action film?
No.
Brilliant.
What, Burger Town or whatever it's called?
No. The one where they go to Disneyland or something.
No.
It's weird.
No, but...
It's not as good as the Pinky in the Brain action full-length film. Which is a general rip-off of the TV series The Prisoner from the 70s. Brilliant.
Moving on from Nicola.
Oh, Thor! No. Thor!
He, the bad man yesterday... I got reminded of this really bad Nickelodeon program I watched ages ago called Angela Anaconda, or whatever it's called.
Long live 4chan.
Yeah, 4chan, the seediest place in the world. Just, and then there was just like Angela Anaconda porn, and it made me want to throw up.
until you saw the scrotum, and you went, "Look, Hobbs, there's a scrotum. Why is there a scrotum?" And I just went, "Can we just scroll past the scrotums?" But look, Hobbs, there's a scrotum. I'm looking at the scrotum.
I just wanted to make sure it was a scrotum, okay?
It was a bumhole. It was a man from the back bent over.
Yeah, that, I'm pretty sure I don't see that every day.
Tiny bumhole, top of scrotum and ballsack. Top of ballsack. And Cannon was like, "Look,
it's a ballsack. Who has a massive bumhole?" They're all tiny.
No, just in case
people... that's deep. That's terrible, that is.
See, I just thought maybe somebody would think of Goetze.
Goetze?
No.
Goetze.
Goetze.
I thought it was
Goetze. It's Goetze.se.
Whatever. You know the...
Oh, I missed the part where you did dots and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but no one was trying to rip open this arsehole. Anyway, moving on.
Callum likes to get at scrotings.
Made you go porn.
Thor. No.
Thor, who cares?
Thor, who cares?
Game.
Hammer. Duff. That'd be good.
What, Red Faction?
Better than the Iron Man games.
That's not hard.
No.
Moving on.
I just want to run it around.
Xbox 360 sales are up 1,000%.
Yes, we got the news in. Win. That means
it's just because they brought a new console.
Victory for the Xbox.
Hey, it's all...
Viva la Revolution.
Sold 1,000, consoles. That's 1,000% profit.
Yeah. Damn straight. Viva la Revolution. PS3 is burning. It's downfall. Look at it. Look at it being fat and stupid over there. Viva la Revolution. With its red light. How shit is that? Xbox have a red light when they're broken.
The new 360 can't get red ringed. Because they took out the red LEDs.
So wait. If you get a red ring problem...
You can't tell.
You can't tell. And then they'll just
No, there's another light on it flashes up, but it's no... You can't get three red lights anymore because the three red lights don't actually exist.
what happened?
What a way to get rid of it.
If the Xbox, breaks, what it does, it just,
hides the problem.
Crumbles itself into a black hole and explodes.
I like Microsoft's, policy for sorting out the problem.
Just remove the red lights.
Preferably just sweeping it under the carpet and wait for the carpet to get rotten and smelly.
Speaking of rotten and smelly, Microsoft, hardcore Kinect games are going to come out within 18 months.
Good stuff.
Could I have a big sign saying bullshit in neon lights?
You could, but then no one on the internet would see it.
Oh well.
No, you're supposed to go,
bullshit.
What's that smell? It was a bullshit. That's what you're supposed to say.
Oh, no, it's Will Smith. That's
a crazy gangster.
Achoo! Oh, sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
Yeah.
I love iRobot. That's an amazing film.
Exactly. 40 people get laid off at Rockstar San Diego.
Why?
It's not needed there anymore.
Oh.
It's because of the way they make the game. It's they're just doing DLC, so they don't need certain roles in the team, so they just get rid of them. Third man, and they'll hire them back as soon as they're making them again when they're needed again.
Aww.
That's what it is. They're basically not needed, so they get fired, and then they get hired back when they want them again.
To be fair, they make enough money that they probably can sit out doing nothing for a couple of months.
Yeah, but if you can afford to fire it.
Did you know?
Gorgeous girlfriend.
Did you know that it cost her $10 million to make StarCraft 2?
$10 million.
Yeah, it needs to sell something like 1.5 million copies.
It depends how many people are in Korea.
The thing is,
the population of Korea is 48 million. So
well, there you go.
About 12 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah. So that'll be done easy.
Very much. Yes.
StarCraft is gay.
Coming out 22nd of October, moving swiftly on.
Oh, that's near my birthday, don't give a shit.
James Bond, Bloodstone has been announced.
Bloodstone.
And who's the woman, Hobbs?
I think he's lying, you know.
I'm not lying.
Really?
I read the news.
Are you actually?
My God.
You can crack over the news if you don't believe me,
Dick. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, this is live news.
Because I don't believe you that Joss Stone is in...
Bloodstone.
Yeah. Bloodstone.
True debt player, true debt.
Here we go.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we're about to get some, like, probably not ladies.
I can't be asked.
I'll find it.
You're about to get some, like, live web digging. Like, news digging.
Anyway,
moving on.
Alright, you talk about how PC gaming is gay while I find Joss Stone.
New dashboard.
Hobbs says it's boring because nothing's coming into his face.
Yeah. He loves coming into his face.
They're releasing some Xbox Live Gold family thing.
Oh, yeah, my money.
Yeah. And they're redesigning the dashboard to go along with. What?
Oh, why did you just try and throw Kanye West in there?
I throw him in every day.
As soon as you said gold, you went, oh, my money.
God. They make some family thing for Xbox Live Gold. They redesigned the dashboard to go with it, and instead of it like it is now, you've got the menu on the top and you scroll down the menu and then the things sort of go you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They sort of come towards you and fall off your CBR. It's now just like the XMB, but that way
XMB.
PSH Plus Media Bar.
Oh, right.
The menu for the meat.
Oh, you know, that,
got the things across the top,
yeah.
And then you just scroll up and down.
That I find that system a lot better.
And then now it is a lot better for looking at stuff, but I like the PS the 360 because it looks a bit flashier.
Oh, no,
and now they're just basically making it, so you've got that. I can't just audio.
To be fair,
you know what I mean? No, it's the XMB, but on the side.
Yep, he's right.
Let me see. He just very quickly created a... Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was journalism.
Breaking news. Dame Judi Dench and Joss Stone are not available in multiplayer.
Oh. I want to shoot her.
Talk about Joss Stone having no money left. So people kind of remember me.
Let's play a game, Quiet. How many times you can use throw Kanye West in there?
Oh, man. Don't worry. You're least expected.
So, yeah, new dashboard. MS, Microsoft are canning, one versus 100.
That's not surprising because it's poo.
But I didn't get any achievements on it.
No. What a shame.
You barely play it. Ooh.
I did, not I played the first season. I
love the beginning of it when it was just like, oh, this is going to be a revolution. People are not going to watch game shows on Saturday nights anymore.
They'll play them.
They'll play them. And it'll be amazing. And they're like, no, we won't.
I played the first season. It's like, this is gay.
It is pretty gay. Unless you're trying to win stuff, which is barely, like, a very small chance you will be.
Yeah.
New Hitman. Announced.
Ooh.
Some sort of poster that everything's on fire. And there's a bald man with the cat back to the camera. Everything's on fire. It's got the like, IO Interactive and blah at the bottom. Coming 2011.
Ooh.
Good. Because in 2011, I won't be a broke nigger.
God. Oh, God.
That's three now, isn't it? Okay. Right. Kanye count. Let's go.
18 years. 18 years.
No, but, I don't know. I used to love Hitman, but I don't really anymore. We shall see.
I enjoy Hitman.
If they just make it Blood Money, but with HD. If they make it Blood Money with...
Blood Money did look like Dick. Yeah.
With, like, loads of... With, like, high-res graphics.
It was just tasty fun, though. It was good fun.
It was. I think I need to put a new gameplay mechanic.
I think they should stick Timothy Oliphant's face everywhere.
Nah, because he's gay.
No, he's not.
He is gay.
He's only gay when he's not a cowboy. Like, he's got a new program now where he's in modern times, but he's still a fucking cowboy.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Timothy Oliphant. He was in Deadwood.
Die Hard 4.0.
Yeah,
or Live Free
I'm
or
saying,
Die
I'm
Hard.
Saying anything
and
that...
the crazies.
No, I'm saying... Is he in Crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying anything that he's not a cowboy in is rubbish, because he's doing this new detective show. It's the modern day and all that. He still wears a fucking cowboy hat going around going, yeah, I'm a cowboy.
I enjoy Deadwood. Deadwood is so good.
It is really good. It is really good.
Sony is working on split-screen 3D multiplayer.
Kanye West.
That doesn't count as a reference to Kanye West.
No, he's still on 4. Kanye West.
It's so good. Basically, what they do, a patent was filed about a year ago, and it's only sort of been publicly announced this week, that they're working on glasses. So when you play split screen, you both wear glasses, and it won't pick up the other side of the screen.
Ooh.
And it'll be 3D. So you can have
that's
two,
a good idea.
You can have two images on one screen, and it's sort of.
But it'll look like a full screen to you.
No. What they're saying.
So you'll see
your glasses will make sense of your half. If that makes sense, it's kind of hard to explain. So it basically cuts out screen watching.
Oh, brilliant! Now we can get you to play games like you've been in a little bore.
Yeah, but you need a PS3.
Oh.
And these glasses. So basically, it will like, because it's two different images coming at you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're gonna need, and you basically have a set of glasses for one side, and a set of glasses for the other side of the screen.
That's a really good idea.
With apparently as well, they're gonna have built-in. From look at the patent pictures. Built-in headphones. In the glasses.
Yeah, that'd be a bit though, because if you're sitting there next to someone,
yeah,
you want to talk to them. You don't want densely silence, because that's a bit shit.
No one
will use that. Unless you're an absolute nerd who think like screen watching is gay and listening for their footsteps is gay and listening for where they are is gay. If you're that obsessed, then
that's basically what they're doing. What they're doing, but I don't know if that's even going to come out. It's just a patent they filed. But it sounds really interesting. Look at the sun. There's a world for guys.
I don't know.
The box of crap and plastic.
Your box of crap and plastic.
Buy most of his room.
WWE 2011 details. 10 to 15 finishes from the top of ladders. Improved character models, more creation options, realistic weapon breakages.
You can do a creative finisher from behind.
You're looking at me like I can.
Yeah, and more information will be revealed at SummerSlam, whatever that is.
It's 4 weeks.
It looks like it could take off. Sorry. You're like VR Troopers, do you remember that? With their car that would just like get its car doors like that.
It's VR Troopers.
You don't know VR Troopers? It's like VR Troopers, Beetleborg and Power Rangers. They were the three.
Power Rangers is the best.
Power Rangers was the best, but VR Troopers...
More news! Well, Callum goes insane.
VR Troopers.
This is the news Callum's been waiting for. The Xbox Kinect.
Oh yeah,
Christ.
I'm curious about this because I don't know.
We'll start off with the new arcade version of the new Xbox.
Oh,
it's £150.
Is that the 4GB?
4GB.
You can get a hard drive with it now.
Yeah, 4GB internal memory with an empty hard drive space.
Ooh.
But they haven't released any hard drives yet for it.
Oh, right.
So at the moment, you can't buy a hard drive for this new 360.
Oh, you'll be able to.
But you'll be able to, but the thing, it comes with the new 4GB for £150.
Oh, that's alright.
Which...
Yeah, okay,
maybe I might buy it. Maybe.
What? You've got one. Why are you going to get
If it dies, that'll be what I'm buying.
Obviously. I'm just going to buy a new one when it comes out.
I'm just going to buy the
It already
one,
is
yeah.
out.
What?
The new one, yeah.
That's right.
What, in this country?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's why the sales have spiked 1,000%.
I don't know, maybe it was just because Microsoft are awesome.
I've been looking about and I haven't seen them.
Came out the 16th.
Okay.
Came out like last Friday or last Thursday.
Hey,
like that.
Do you want to go downtown and just have a mosey?
You won't find one, apparently, because the sales have gone up 1,000%.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, God.
Blockbuster, I think our Blockbuster opened
at
midnight again.
You came.
No, I farted at the same time.
Did that mean you explode?
No, that's if I sneeze, burp, and fart at the same time, I explode.
And we.
Oh,
so yes, you can also get this 4GB 360 with Kinect for $300.
So how much is Kinect by
itself? So it's about £250, I reckon. So you got £150 for the 4GB, £100 more will get you the Kinect.
Yeah, but how much is
Kinect on its
own? It's a bundle.
Kinect on its own.
120.
Callum, have a guess.
120.
$129.99.
Oh, shit! Yeah. Is that dollars or pounds?
Pounds.
That's why I was just buying with the new Xbox.
£129.
That hurts. Oh my god, that is awful. Yeah. For a camera.
Nothing with just
a camera. No game,
just the camera.
So it's an over-glorified iToy.
Just a camera, £130.
Bull.
As opposed to, I'm just saying, the Move is about £70 with a game.
Oh my god, that makes me angry. That's bad. That is really bad.
I'm just putting it out there. This is for a thing that you can't play while standing up. I mean, sitting down, sorry.
You can, they said you can.
All the games at the moment you have to play standing up.
So?
Because they haven't put the sitting down
tech. They're not games, really. They're connectables, which for some reason you're so excited.
Oh, and
it's a fucking pet. You'll be cheaper than that.
And the camera that takes your photos.
Oh,
there's two cameras on it.
Yeah.
One of the cameras is.
Callum Run for a
Poo?
Yeah.
Okay, one of the cameras is 460 by 280 or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not even HD.
Right, that's okay.
While Callum takes a poo, that's all the noobs we've got, and we'll come back after this break, where we shall be butt naked, except for all our clothes.
Oh, that's right.
We shall be back. The microphone closer to me might help. Rich is here now. And now it's time for what I've been playing and Rich's Battlefield Minute.
Not Battlefield Minute.
Rich's Battlefield Minute.
Battlefield 1.
Yeah, Rich's World Cup Minute.
Oh shit, I haven't played World Rich Cup.
I've playing a game. I'm playing two games.
Oh,
I'm making it a win.
I played Tekken for about 3 minutes, by the way, and I got one achievement now. I've played it since.
That's easy to get the right
style. Yeah, but I just thought it was just going to be like the old style fight. I probably didn't realise that it was better.
I told you there's a story mode, didn't I?
There's a story mode.
I don't listen to half, do you?
It's really bad.
Yeah, I did one level, got 15 feet, and now I haven't picked up. Because I bought the Tekken.
Oh,
it is awesome.
I thought it was. So,
that's
I was talking about last time.
Yeah,
we played it
last
week.
They almost were DJ Hero last week as well. £50. I didn't agree to this. It was like, by the way, Hobbs, I win, so you buy me a milkshake.
What? We did agree this before we sat playing.
And Hobbs.
I didn't say yes to
it. Therefore, there must have been some sort of agreement.
Oh, surely it was the driving lesson agreement. Oh, yeah. His payment for driving lesson last week was buying me very good. And then he bought me the
It works out. I'll keep Rich in food and beer for a week when I get through driving lesson.
They're not free, you're buying him food.
Yeah, but it's better than handing over money. Would you rather hand over beer or would you rather hand over cash?
Cash?
I'm not following you,
sir. Yeah, it's an awesome game. I've done 22 out of like 46 achievements and I've got 275
people. Yeah, same with
shortcuts and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they've opened it and I've gone to go through it and the shutter slam shut and I hit it.
Yeah.
And it's a 0G achievement because you've tried to steal somebody else's shortcut and it's failed. And
no, I got one for Guitar Hero because I accidentally went on a boss battle. I didn't I don't want to fucking go on this. Press B. Achievement. What? But then I got the FIFA ones because my FIFA went mental. I didn't do it because I'm a dick. I did not get them because I'm cheating. My game just decided to go.
I haven't got any 0G achievements.
No. Haven't you?
Normally it's for crap. That's why I haven't got any because it's normally for doing stuff that ruins gameplay.
Yeah.
But this one was just like quite funny.
Where it's get all the other. Yeah, there's get all the other achievements. It's pretty much the platinum trophy one.
Oh, right.
And they just
You get a zero G achievement for getting all the other achievements.
Yeah.
I suppose that's quite a good
one. That's what the Tekken, you get a 15-point achievement for getting all the other achievements.
I think they just thought on the PS3, if you get all the other trophies, you get the Platinum Trophy. That's so you know how many games you've maxed out, is how many Platinum Trophies you've got. But then they might just stick it in.
Yeah, it's a good achievement to have, because Elvis is going to be the last achievement you get.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough on the list that anyone looks at.
If you look on someone's PSN like gamer card, you've got, like, say, three Platinum Trophies, how many games they've maxed out.
Batman as well.
Yeah.
Batman Arkham Asylum, that's a 75-point achievement. Which I've got.
See? Yeah, I know we should have talked about achievements this week instead of last week.
We've already spoken more about achievements than we've managed last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did quite a lot. We did about 20 minutes last week.
But we just kept saying the same thing over and over again.
Alright. This is boring already.
Yeah. Okay, let's rope it back in. Richard, you play anything else?
Under
10 minutes of Tekken.
10 minutes of Tekken, split second. That's about it.
I tried playing Red Faction Guerrilla. But I die so many times because I just want to go all hammer.
I got really bored, but I did play it. I borrowed it off Jim and it got really boring.
You put it on easy. I really had fun getting into it.
Yeah.
He kept beating me.
What? That's not possible.
What would happen is I'd pummel the hell out of him. Just not go for him or anything like that. Just keep beating him down.
And then sneaky roll up.
Until I wanted to do a finisher to beat him. And then he'd just kept in on me.
Just do sneaky, scoop from behind and roll him down. Takes the piss.
Oh, and I did achievement whoring on the passing. I thought I'd go for a session of achievement whoring on that. I still need to get a couple, though.
Yeah, I need to do more on the passing. Were you still angry when you saw Bill?
Yeah, I was still distraught, because he's my character, and he died. What a useless turd. Do we know when the number one's going to get released?
No. For fuck's sake. There is no way.
Oh, I want it to be released. I want it so bad.
I know Valve are doing like 100 different things at the same time because they're still updating Team Fortress and Counter Strike.
And releasing Alien Storm on Steam for free.
More news.
And they're doing Portal 2 and Half Life Episode 3.
I can't remember, but it was really good. I was like, was it Vuvuzela? I've actually bought some. Vuvuzela. What was it, Richard?
You forgot it.
Yeah. I'll remember it for next week. It probably won't be news.
We'll all know it and we'll think fair.
Yeah.
We've got to get Richard's, you know, the Kinect thing, the camera. You missed this. Microsoft Kinect, the camera, motion camera. 130 quid. Richard's not impressed. Richard's not impressed.
He has a Wii.
Reinforces my statement that I'm not interested in it at all, especially now that I have to pay 130 quid for one.
Well, you can buy the new Xbox with the 4GB Xbox, the sexy one, with the Kinect for about 250 quid.
You can buy an Xbox for that cheap, for just the price of the camera.
Yeah, that's silly.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Anyway, try and blame.
Me?
Cutie the Bomb met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, "I can tell you wrong. I can tell by your charm."
That can't. You didn't incorporate.
That's not a reference. That's just you reading Kanye West.
Kanye is still at four, by the way.
You're trying to get Kanye West references in the show.
And he's done it four times.
But no, and now he's just reading off lyrics.
That still doesn't count. Because one of his other ones was, Kanye West!
Go on, Quiet, what have been playing?
I have not been playing 50 Cent.
I'm going to be playing that.
I've already done that one.
Yeah, you've already done that one.
Have I been here for it?
Yeah. You were here in spirit. Look at his fucking socks.
Yeah, I've noticed.
It's okay, it's just spidering. Yesterday, I picked up Legends of WrestleMania for £7 for Blockbuster.
Another game about oily men.
Yeah, and I've got 12 of the 19 achievements on it.
Ooh.
It's real easy.
It's the only reason people play that game.
I bought it, got one achievement in it, and then I sold it back because I hated it.
It is crap, but
you might as well just struggle through. It's not that bad to get 1,000 points every week.
It's quite funny watching like the old videos pop up.
Yeah.
We're like trying
it's like nostalgia. Piss
me off. I think that bugged me more than anything.
Yeah.
Was the sensitivity on where you had to put the analog stick to throw people. Because if you're off by slightly. Just start a little bit, then it wouldn't throw me grappling.
Is All Stars going to be exactly the same?
Yeah. Except the rest of it will be like 10 times the size like this. It'll be like chest, it'll be out like there.
Sounds good.
That's how Hobbs wants to be.
But yeah, real easy achievements.
Yeah.
Seven. I've got like seven.
Me and Hobbs with massive chests.
I've got like 760 points on it. It's real easy.
When I got it, when it came out, and I platinum. I rented it, and I got platinum trophy in a week.
Yeah, I'd rather get it for 7 quid.
Oh, why has he got Jeepers Creepers?
He loves that film.
Possibly
Jeepers.
That's terrible. Anyway, moving on.
I have also been playing.
Richard, you turn up and your phone goes off.
I can't turn my phone off. I've got business to run now.
Business as usual. Because you want some bum
or it's Gemma.
That's not business.
I've been playing. I played Dragon Age Oranges again. Clementine Edition.
You're not going to play. in the line for. Stop reading my arm. I'm leaning on that.
It's the Transformer.
What else?
Dragon Age 2.
See, I'll buy that. That was more news. Dragon Age 2. Yeah, I'll play for that again. It's good. Good old RPG fun. Good old fashioned RPG fun. Very good stuff.
It's really not. It's
playing Baldur's Gate on your console, which is fine for me. Good for me.
You know why? It's because it started developing before Mass Effect.
Don't worry. Better. Dragon Age 2.
That's why Dragon Age 2 is Mass Effect in medieval times.
I
meant medieval, not space.
It'll be all good fashioned American fun.
Can I rip that off and hit him with it?
Who are indeed.
That's all Americans say now.
Hoorah.
If Marine games have taught me one thing.
Rockets in the sky.
Hoorah. Anyway.
That's about it for
Hobbs, it's left. Your turn.
It's my turn. I've been playing Sweet
Cool. You're no
player. Really? Schematics.
What about Naughty Bear? Or did you get bored a lot that we all predicted?
Yeah,
you did.
I haven't played anything new and interesting. I played Fable 1 for a little bit.
Well, there you go. Talk about Fable 1.
And a bit of Red Dead. And
did
a
you
bit
like
of...
Fable 1?
It's alright.
Tell
it's
us all about these experiences. Fable 1 is crap compared to Fable 2.
Fable 2 is still crap.
It's less crap than Fable 1.
I like Fable.
Did Peter Molyneux say? Like, what was it? Fable 3 is going to be bigger than Gears of War 2, Halo 3, and Crackdown. And why pick Crackdown of all things?
Crackdown shit.
He's like, well, Crackdown wasn't very big. I set my bar low. That's why I can say, well, we're better than Crackdown.
Well, why don't you
we're definitely better than Perfect Dark well? Zero.
What? You know, go for the trilogy of big games, Xbox games.
It's like, we're better than Grand Theft Auto, Halo, and Call of Duty. Combined into Grand Theft Halo Duty.
Yeah, exactly. I fucking hate
Grand Theft Halo Duty.
That's the best game.
You'll be king.
I've basically played little smatterings of everything.
What's
been
your
doing?
New obsession with Call of Duty?
Blood Money's.
What?
I like
that. Blood Money's.
You haven't played it in ages.
Terribly awesome.
Because I brought the map pack, and I was actually, Call of Duty's really good. And then once you get back into it, you're like, when I first back onto it, I was like, shit. I have to step up my game. Then you have to work your way back up to your original skill.
Because I haven't been on it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You're worried about it. And you're actually not sleeping because of it.
Yeah. I looked at the game yesterday and I was like, I'm going to put it in, but I'm going to be up to my standard. People are going to be like, oh, this is like a 28 level dude. He might be alright. And I'm just going to be like level 3 quality.
Oh, that's why you got to play it, to get back on it.
Yeah, but now I've got
you haven't played an online game for years. You'll be like, what is this online?
When they first spoke about Split Second, I said it was going to be awful. I hated the idea
I played it a year ago.
Changed levels, and it was just so unrealistic.
I love explosive driving game. That's something like a PR man would say.
It's now like the new best game for me. Because it's driving and explosions.
And he loved
how could you not only there was breasts. It would be amazing.
Before it was like
exploded breasts.
Exploding breasts driving. Like, so you drive and exploding so breasts.
You drive breasts into explosions.
Yes. Said it's Michael Bay in charge of a driving game. Because he's bitten Michael Bay's biggest fan, aren't you?
Look. The Rock. Ooh.
It's
that one.
Don't be out my DVD. The Rock is
one of the best films of all time.
The Rock is an amazing film.
I've never seen a man rage over a film like that.
I love that film.
It's really not that good.
Just don't give me a copy of Transformers that will set on fire.
Easy, it's just shit.
It's set on Alcatraz. Anything on Alcatraz is awesome.
Exactly.
It was all a dream.
What about Book of Eli?
Book of Eli's good.
It's not that great. It's a good twist at the end, but the rest of it's a bit poor. Except the beginning of it, where the first fight. Between the first fight and the end.
The bit in the house is quite good.
Shit.
There's that one shot in the Book of Eli where they're in the house, but they're nowhere. And the Gary Oldman turns up outside, and there's that one big, long, sweeping shot.
See, I didn't do media studies, so I don't get
brilliant.
A shit.
It looks brilliant.
What's
the running time of the film? It's an hour and a half. But in Callum's mind, it lasts 18 years. 18 years!
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to count.
That was quite a good one.
No, it wasn't quite good. That was awful, but I'd give you that one. Your Kanye Cameron's up to four.
Yes.
So, are we finished with Whoop-a-pa-pa?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break because it's going very slowly.
We should do with
Gaga Mia next. Oh, man. Gaga Mia. That sounds terrible. Right. We'll take a break and we'll come back with a talking attendance again.
As if this whole episode has not been talking.
Tangerine, it has been for the last 12 minutes since I turned up.
Yeah, the news pretty much turned up to the same standard.
Pretty
well,
much. We've
been
2 minutes of talking about crap before we even started doing
anything.
Yeah,
before we introduced, we started talking about smart ketchup and stuff.
Great.
Anyway, let's... Sweat.
Magic. What? No, Callum, not
that's,
so
ball sweat, that's a good way to start recording now.
What about ball sweat? What about ball sweat and talking?
Hope you know it's still recording, right?
Yeah, I know.
So, we haven't picked a topic and you're recording now.
We have a list
what
of topics.
We did last week and
it bombed.
We started recording before we could decide on what we wanted to talk about.
Live decisions.
This is almost as fun as our...
I don't know what the topic
live
are.
Journalism.
We've got the White Knight Conundrum.
I thought they said WCW names.
WCW.
The White Knight Conundrum.
What's that?
Sounds gay.
Pick it and you find out.
It's not fucking Countdown.
It's not like Countdown.
Okay,
like
the effect of hardcore realistic gameplay. Sandbox style games, opposed to linear style games. Marry, boff, fuck or kill, you know. Marry, fuck, or kill.
I don't know.
Play around with that.
So with who?
What do you mean with various gaming implements?
I wouldn't want to marry any game implement.
Imagine if you turned the PS3 into a woman. Would you marry a boff or kill it, etc.?
I'd probably kill it.
No, I'd definitely kill it.
I wouldn't let her in the game.
You've got to kill it.
Fire
is the only one.
I
want
to go with WCW names.
That's not WCW, that's World of Warcraft.
Oh. No,
names. You know about that, don't you? The
everybody knows about it. If I know about it, some people know about it.
Richard probably doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
oh, we've got
split second.
Money affecting
money. It just says money, money,
money,
money,
money, money, money, money, money. It's money as in affecting where you enjoy games and how much they cost. What is?
Here comes the money. Money talks.
Trying to make up Kanye lyrics now.
We've got money and like the price of games affecting how good you think they are, etc. Blah 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 blah.
Too expensive.
Or how expensive? Yeah, there you go. Or what do you think of the best sort of development teams? Your favourite one?
Fox. No,
you're
just singing Kanye
words.
Money, money, money.
Money!
No, just all them topics are 5-minute ones. So how about we do all of them very quickly?
Okay.
Then we've got nothing for next week.
Yeah, this is his plan for the rest of the year.
No, right. Yeah. Right.
We'll find
let's,
new ones.
Let's try an us lot try and make up one instead of him.
Go on then, think of one.
No, not now.
Think of one.
No, you're putting us on the spot there. You've got this list made out. That was your effort, that was rough.
Pick one of the fucking list then.
actors, professional actors doing video games.
No, we've already spoken about
it. No, we haven't.
It's about fight, it doesn't take that long.
No.
We did, because we had an argument about how many people were in it. Remember, as soon as Mr. T got involved, the whole thing just erupted into anarchy.
I imagine that's what happens in every situation that Mr. T is involved with.
Alright, how about hard-hitting journalism versus Frogger?
Get some nuts.
I have no idea what that, I'm not what that's supposed to mean.
Neither do I. We're going to leave that one.
It's just about the New York Times versus a frog video game.
What's the best Sonic game?
There isn't one.
There is two.
There isn't one.
Are you it's saying two. That they're shit?
Yeah, I don't like Sonic.
This is coming from a man. That's still
Mario Galaxy.
He has two Sonic games.
Fuck you. That's awesome.
This is Anna. Stop. Whoa, whoa, calm, calm down. Calm down, quiet. Quiet. Calm. Calm down. Calm down. What are we going to talk about then?
Throw it right here.
No, put the rock down.
Get more Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
We need a topic. Pick a topic. What do you want to talk about?
Money.
How about we do three topics?
No, it sounds like he's going to go.
All right, we'll do three topics. Each of you can pick a topic from the list. You go.
Right, we'll go Richard's one first so he can lead
money. Game, are games too expensive?
Money. Yes.
Done. Next topic. Enlighten me, Richard.
Because, I mean, some branded games, if you're waiting for ages, you don't care about paying 40 quid. But if there's games that you like, but you don't want to pay 40 quid, like...
But I can't really accommodate for everyone's sake, so it's like, oh, Richard, I see you don't quite like this game.
Big titles of the year sort of thing.
Triple A release.
Triple A release.
I've got a few examples, right? Super Street Fighter. Would you have paid 40 quid for that?
No.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You paid 20 quid for it, didn't you?
Yeah,
I did.
Wait till
yeah,
it comes cheaper, but then by the time it's come cheaper and you've bought it...
No, I paid 25.
If you play an online game, you get hooned.
Yeah, you won't get a game.
Yes.
See, I mean,
I was trying to explain this to my father only last night. He was like, I want to play the original Battlefield. I was like, but father, dear, there is no market for the original Battlefield. Everyone's playing Battlefield Bad Company 2.
No, you see, the thing is...
You'll get that group of hardcore people.
I'm kind of getting the impression for everyone they've watched the Money Supermarket adverts for too long and decide haggling is
compared
a good
to the meal, Captain. Not the games.
I'm going to throw this pen at, I'm going to throw the rock at you, actually.
I wouldn't mind playing the new releases.
Yeah.
But, like,
so you've got that sort of, like, 40 quid's at the top, 40, 45's at the top whack, and you've got sort of the middle. The games, they're not sure if they're going to sell out as going to be 30.
Yeah, I think it should be done on a rating system.
Come on, now, what about the uproar when Call of Duty was released? And it was like, oh, it's so expensive! Yeah, it was like £45, wasn't it?
No, it's 55. No, but the outrage and that, and everyone bought it anyway.
Exactly.
Because it's one of them big titles that can shout.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Gamers will bitch and complain, but they'll still buy it.
That's why Activision did it. And
exactly.
And rapers
the other example going from Street Fighter, there's a game called Deadly Premonition.
Oh, yeah.
If you've heard of it.
No.
By Ignition Software.
Oh, Ignition Software.
And it's brand new. It's no brand new price.
Mama rolling that body got every minute of it.
Its brand new release price was $20, which is about 12 quid for a brand new game. Bearing on the game was shit, but because it's only 12 quid and it was shit, does that?
But that's like with Street Fighter.
Yeah, I only paid. There's budget titles.
Yeah.
If people pay 50 quid for Call of Duty, the next Call of Duty comes out, they're going to think, ah, people won't, but they still paid it.
Exactly.
We can bump it up to 60.
They're already taking it the next step by thinking about having a subscription for their multiplayer.
That's what.
Yeah.
That is
shite. You would still have to pay probably...
You'd pay 40, 50 quid for the game, and then say, like, I don't know,
you
another
would pay
20...
That's, like, yeah, Xbox that's the whole the point of life.
Because it's more money, isn't it?
It's
they want
bullshit.
Money.
I'm not going to pay that if it's fucking...
Yeah, but other people would, wouldn't they?
Because they're crap. They're rubbish.
That's you think about how much we spend on games each year. Some people just buy FIFA, Call of Duty. That's it. And they have all the money that we spend on games, they will just spend on Call of Duty subscription. And they'll play it.
They just spend it on the stuff they already play, like Topshop clothes. And Citroen Saxos.
How do you buy Topshop clothes?
For the word, to be fair.
Yay.
Not many, but I have.
We do fancy looking.
I have pajama bottoms from Topshop, and that's it.
Street Fighter t-shirt.
That's what you can afford.
They haven't bought for them.
It's from TK Maxx, sir.
TK Maxx.
Hobbs is for main shopping moments, Primark. He keeps going up there. I've got these bargains at Primark. How many children died
all,
to my
all they sell in Primark now is Affliction t-shirts.
Why are we talking about Primark?
I don't know. I'm trying to get a point in, but nobody's
listening. Yeah, but you see, fucking tangent. And did you see that checkered shirt? Oh, it was marvellous. Anyway,
right.
The point.
Would you...
Do you like bread?
No. Fag.
Would you...
Guys, look, there's some bread over there.
Would
Michael Bay's bread.
Would you pay per part for a game? If that makes sense. It doesn't make any sense.
So
a game's 40 quid, right? If you had a co-op part, a single player part, and a multiplayer part, would you pay? So if it was that, you couldn't do it on disc, I don't think. But I only want the single player. You get for 15 quid.
No.
I want the single player and the multiplayer, so it's like 30 quid
it's
for
getting
it.
Too stupid.
Because this goes into if you were to buy a game for achievements, you'd have to buy all parts of the game.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the same with Guitar Hero World Tour. You get all the achievements, you need the whole band set, which I didn't get.
Like,
you
again,
eventually you get to the point where it's, you've unlocked an achievement, pay for this achievement, but
unlock
it.
No. For example, Bioshock 2. If you just want to play the single player and didn't really want to play the multiplayer, would you rather play, say, £25 for just get the single player?
Or I'd rent it.
Yeah, but then what would happen with rentals?
Yeah, because I'd rent it.
Just an idea.
Yeah, I know. But
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, if you think about rentals, you wouldn't be able to limit what you'd play on a rental.
Yeah, but no, this is...
What you're talking about is like 20 years down the line when discs don't exist anymore.
Yeah, they're talking about just downloadable content.
I suppose you could do it on disc, but you kind of... Yeah. Wouldn't really work on a disc.
You just have a lot of
Metal Gear 4, I didn't really play Metal Gear Online that much.
The thing is, when it's all DLC, how are they going to... They're going to obviously have to put the price of stuff down. If it all goes to DLC, they can't.
They won't. If the market becomes, say, mixed between, you can buy every single game on your Xbox, your Xbox Live, and you can buy every single game in a shop, then it will be exactly the same price because they don't want to piss off.
Well, no, I'm on about when it gets to the point where
Blockbuster.
They don't want to piss. They don't want to piss off the big companies.
Yeah, but when discs become obsolete, they're not going to piss them off because they won't buy it in the first place.
Well, no, but you would have the same. It would be the same price, and the stores would get it rather a disc. They'd get a card with a code on the back.
Physical media won't be out for a very long time.
No, not a lot of time.
People like having physical media, like say
not
CD
in our like me. It's why I still buy CDs.
Did you say not in our lifetime?
Yeah.
What was the biggest console out when you were born?
Something.
Way before the Sega. Yeah?
I'm old.
Think how far it's come along.
Just having digital distribution on its own with nothing else, well, it won't be in our lifetime.
No, because, see, Pops, do you like having this live?
I like having my live DVD card.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the CD.
No, but that's like just having just...
If someone walks into your room, like, that's like saying,
the reason people buy this anymore
is sort of music. It's a conversation starter. It's something to relate to.
Yeah, but people still do it. It'll be the point
look
where...
Look at my iPod with lots of games on it.
You go, let me start off my Xbox and let's have a gander to see what I like. Ooh, I like this.
New cars have USB ports in them.
There's two different conversations going off at the same
The cars will just have hard drives in them.
We're just talking about...
That one is stupid.
Callum sort of made a half-serious point.
Quite a serious point. We're talking about this becoming
USB
obsolete.
Cards. It won't be...
Become obsolete. Yeah, it won't happen in the immediate future.
But it's not far away. We were talking about this. How many people do you know buy discs? CDs?
Me.
What for?
Him and him. That's it. Actual albums.
Yeah.
You and Rhymes.
Hardly anyway. The only reason I buy them at the moment is because
USB. You like mix CDs. We used to buy like
compilations.
Yeah, compilations is what I'm looking for. Yeah. I pretty much exclusively buy all mine via iTunes.
Yeah, because
it's just there. And I don't buy albums per se. If I do buy an album, it's one I really, really like, and then I will buy it on CD. But that doesn't happen very often.
Because my purchase list on my iTunes has gone weird, like to stuff that I know or I've got upstairs on CD that I've put on my iTunes and CD. But now it's on my purchase list on my iTunes and on my iTunes account online as well. It's weird. It's gone strange.
You know, mine.
Well,
it's
much fucked up.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird. No, but like, if all my shit gets deleted, I've lost like quite a lot of songs that I've bought on iTunes. It'll just replace them with songs that I haven't bought on iTunes, but it thinks I have. It's strange. Weird. It's really strange.
I don't listen when it comes to music. I don't have like one or two songs, so I'll buy them off iTunes. When it comes to like something like films, it'll be like. I'd rather own the DVDs, but if I'm going to rent it, I would much rather just go iTunes, download, 10 seconds later it's ready to watch.
Yeah, but you'd prefer to buy it.
If I was going to buy a film, I'd buy it on DVD.
But like me and Callum, for example, when the new Iron Maiden CD comes out, we will buy it because we like the physical
CD,
manual disc.
Yeah.
So when it comes to games, I would, at the moment
for a CD, press the play button.
I would rather buy games in physical form at the moment, but they've got they've got to work on bringing the price down for arcade games first before they even think about putting normal stuff on there, don't they?
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't think Microsoft wouldn't do it, at least with this run of consoles, or Sony wouldn't do it, because they would piss off big game retailers.
Either this.
They went, you can go into a game shop and buy it for 40 quid, or you can go to us and buy it for 30 quid because you don't have a box or anything.
At least then they're getting all the money.
People would do that. But then or GameStation or GameStop in America or whoever, as the Tesco, would be like, we're not going to sell your games. If you're going to undercut us, we're not going to sell your games anymore.
Yeah, but that kind of undercuts themselves.
It won't be.
It comes with being a company, though. Obviously, if you make something, a game, and somebody else sells it, obviously you have to charge more because they're having a percentage. If you're selling it yourself,
yeah, but Microsoft would.
Yeah, but GameStop won't just say we're not going to sell your games anymore, because that's what they do. They sell their games. So they say we're not going to sell your games anymore.
If Microsoft started doing something business, and GameStop. Sales started winning, they'd be like, yeah, we just stock more PS2 games.
We'll
stock
that makes PS2 sense.
Games. But it won't happen. High street retailers do it anyway. Because you go into game and you buy it for 5 quid cheaper than you buy it in GameStation, for example.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them undercutting them?
Same company.
Well, you know, different stores.
Yeah.
With different names on above the
door. It's because it's Microsoft are doing it. If Microsoft starts selling on their system for cheaper than in shops.
Yeah, but then why would it be like cheaper in game than it would be in Blockbuster down the road?
No, actually, it's Sony that would rather get rid of the stores in general, because they find them a headache sort of thing.
I'm using Microsoft as an example.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's...
If Microsoft and Sony do it, like, fuck it you both. We'll just say lots of Wii games, make loads of money.
They got rid of... They said, we're not going to sell games anymore, because that's like their business, and if they stop selling their games, then what the fuck are they going to sell?
People are still buying them and stuff. Not everyone has life. Like Canon, for example.
Yeah. If I have to go around his and cut my console to his if I want to get anything online.
Yeah.
Yeah, the penetration of broadband isn't very... isn't high enough to warrant digital distribution.
So it's still not in the room.
You know what I mean.
About like every house having.
No, that's what Labour were talking about. Conservatives won't do that for a long time.
There's not enough people with high speed broadband. They had this on live this week, and it works. But there's not enough.
No.
Houses have a fast enough broadband connection to have it work all the time.
Japan will probably do it a lot sooner than we will.
Yeah. And that's where you got Sony doing it first, because Sony, a Japanese company.
Just put up one tower, and it would probably cover all of Japan, because they live so fucking crammed in. Can you imagine how many towers it'd have to be across the country?
No, it's not nine at us.
Nine? Fucking hell.
Anyway.
This is supposed to be about money and the price of games, it's all went into digital distribution.
That does come into the price of games, that's how we got
it's starting to happen, but like you said, with cloud.
The clouds
and what's that play?
But what's the number one problem with having digital distribution is space. Yeah. Like, so it's got to be a point where it's like you have an account and then your stuff sits in like some big memory bank somewhere or somewhere on the internet, and you're like, I want to play this.
Yeah, the thing with online, what you do, you don't buy a game, you buy a pass to play the game.
Yeah,
if you're offline, you can't play it.
Yeah, it streams. It's the same as Steam.
No, it's not the same as Steam.
It's
called Steam Cloud. Steam is, if you download your computer, you can play it offline. But when you buy Steam, you buy the game. So if you go to someone else's house and log in, you can play that game around their house.
Yeah,
but would also make it.
The problem is
with OnLive, you buy a pass to play the game.
But what?
So if their servers go down, if they go out of business, or you're not on the connected internet. Well, that game doesn't become available anymore. You don't own that game anymore.
Yeah.
That's another point that we didn't pick up on with actually having physical discs. If you want to have an Xbox party or whatever, and you want a system with the actual physical discs and stuff. Otherwise, if two people have got the copies of the game downloaded to their computer, but one of them can't make it, and somebody else hasn't got it, then you'd be buggered. Whereas at least if the disc about sort of thing, you wouldn't have to. Everyone wouldn't have to recover the gamer tag, sign in, download it, or get a pass or whatever you're saying, sort of thing, just to play the game. But that still doesn't stop talking about prices, are we?
No, not really. I think we've gone off on a tangent. I think that's the only topic
that's
we really need.
Some sort of system.
We don't need the three topics. This one actually.
Some sort of system. We need some sort of system
for rating games.
it's called Metacritic.
Metacritic or...
No, but like for the price of them sort of thing.
Well, no,
like
no, no,
you're
no,
saying
no,
about new game that... I can't remember what game you said.
The Deadly Premonition, which is like £12-14.
Yeah.
Brand new. Do you know, it's because it's a shit title. It's a shit game.
But it's not a huge title.
And they made it that price to sort of get it into people's consciousness. It's always only £12, it's brand new sort of thing. Well, they did it, and it's a terrible game.
It's up to the company. They can't have an independent body saying you can only charge for this because you're getting
The thing I was trying to go for is...
Take over from me. Talk about stuff.
Gold digger.
Broke.
No, I've had these really sweaty balls for quite some time.
No, we're not going off into random gay thoughts.
And to be fair, is there anywhere I can sort it out? Because it's really annoying, and it kind of gets a bit sticky down there.
Sudafed.
I mean, is there some sort of spray that you can give me?
You can use Cavonia.
Oh, Cavonia. Anyway, what the hell?
My sister's birthday present, don't worry about it.
What is it?
I want it.
What is it?
A pair of drumsticks, and they come in a massive fucking box.
A pair of drumsticks?
Drumsticks.
You're pretty cheap.
What, is there, you hit the air and it makes noise?
Anyway, what have we been talking about while I've been gone?
Yeah, pretty much. Calum sweaty balls.
Basically, the point I was trying to make before I got interrupted. I'm rather concerned now.
You will be with
them.
They rubbed on that
chair. I didn't rub my. Why would I get my balls out with these two? They'd pounce on them.
The point I was trying to make is, are you more forgiving if a game doesn't cost you as much money? It's like,
what?
If you buy a game for £4 and it's shit, you're like, £24. But if you bought that same game for £60, would you be more pissed off?
Duh.
You're very likely to not buy the next game if it was like a yearly game.
I only buy games when I know I like them,
so it's not really a problem for me.
Well, you're not going to dip your toe in the water and go a bit crazy and buy something.
Yeah,
so
you're telling me you'd
never... No, I did that with music.
So you never buy...
I do that with music. That's how
would you
first heard of
Mastodon. No, you don't.
Mastodon. I bought that without hearing a single song on there.
Yeah, how would you get into a series of games without buying the first game? At
usually,
some point you had to go, oh, I'm going to buy Call of Duty.
No, it's usually you've played it with someone else or you've seen it. Or
so you're not going to just buy a game on a whim because it looks kind of alright.
Besides, aren't you, Callum? You have to see and feel and touch the game before you buy it.
Yes, read about it extensively. That's why I bought Assassin's Creed.
I like Call of Duty, which is fine. Oh, what's this bike?
So we're not allowed to tap the mic. We're allowed to do that.
Open the
box. Oi, oi.
We have to get the rock again.
We won't get the rocket by half.
The rocket's here.
Fine, man. Let's talk then. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I've totally lost all. What are we talking about now?
I don't know. I think we've reached the end of the tangent.
I think we have reached
the end. Do you want to do another quick topic?
No.
Like the WoW names one.
No.
Very quickly.
My WoW name will be Katandir. What would your WoW name be? That's what the
comment
was, right?
No, it wasn't, believe it or not.
That would have been so much better.
It's pretty much the forum. They're not doing it now.
They're not. Discs.
Again!
Because they pretty much hired the members of the forum, kind of.
If you could have a WWE...
Like, one of the creators...
Who would you have?
One of the creators of Blizzard. Employees of Blizzard. Yeah. One of the employees of Blizzard.
And?
Fuck you.
What?
One of the employees of Blizzard.
I'd probably have
put his
that.
Name on there.
Yeah!
Oh, fuck you. I try and do your topic, and you ignore me.
Go on, Callum, though. I'm sorry.
No,
I apologise.
Callum, which WWE wrestler was yours as a bodyguard?
No, because I don't like WWE.
Which WWF wrestler was yours?
No, I would have Mickey James.
I would have Big Boss Man.
Mickey James. Or what's the other one? Ashley? Something?
She's not a wrestler anymore.
She was in
TNA.
I'm grossly
outnumbered now.
She's a Big Boss Man.
Because now Hobbs likes wrestling.
Do a wrestling podcast without Callum.
Oh no, please don't
do a wrestling podcast with Callum.
Oh, fuck off, I wouldn't do that.
You didn't do anything, Callum, you're boring.
Callum, you're not one of the people who's like, do you not know it's not real? And it's like, yes.
No,
we know it's
funny,
not
real. Yeah,
but
how can you
funny,
watch it? How can you watch
it? EastEnders ain't real, but people still watch EastEnders.
Yeah, I don't like EastEnders.
Well, that's each to their own then, isn't it? Fucking
Nazi
opinion.
Sky Sports News. Sky Sports News is not real.
Nazi bastard.
Joey
with you.
Jokov.
With you.
I know it's. I Stuff. Know I, everyone thinks it's not real, but it looks so outrageously fake, and half the time they just go trash.
Oh, and EastEnders doesn't.
You're talking about Coronation Street.
I'm not saying
you
that.
You are talking about it like it's a fan.
You love Hollyoaks, Callum, and Home and Away.
Hollyoaks is awesome. Back up.
Don't put Wii Sports in my PS3.
And that is the conclusion of my argument. He just said you like Hollyoaks. Enough said.
They all slam it.
Right, we're going to cut this because we're at an hour.
Or you can look at their pictures. You can look at their pictures. Oh, there you go. You don't have to watch this shitty show.
Callum, shut your fucking face.
Oh, right.
I'm taking charge.
Just the mouse.
Levelupodcast.com. We return next week with your questions.
Oh, yeah.
How many questions do you
get? I'm not here next week.
I don't know if I'm here every week.
It'd be me and Kwai, face off.
Oh, the question.
I'll be John Travolta. No, actually, I'm Nicolas Cage, you'll be John Travolta, face off.
Oh, sweet, that means I win.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, he does win.
Damn it. Anyway, say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Kwai. At least you can give a Kanye West reference. Wait for it. Good morning.
Kanye count at five.
Do you like fish sticks? Would you like to ride?
No, that's not.
Do you like fish sticks in your mouth?
Are you a gay fish?
No. Would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant?
Only if he had like Ritalin.
Oh god, I'm ending this now.
Thanks, you're off. Comment. This is the Level Up Podcasting. That's the Level Up Podcasting. German edition.
Why would you say make up some German words and then say German edition? Yeah.
And also, how long did you plan that last night?
I didn't.
Yes,
you. It could have been einer Dutchenkasten.
There you go.
Is that actually German?
Yeah.
Okay, right. His wasn't German. He just put, Dutchen and blood in.
Ich bin Wahnsinn.
That's bad German Russian. That'd be awful Russian, but that's bad German.
How are we doing today?
I'm very sweaty.
Benjamin Kwai.
Achtung,
schnell. King of all the red dragons, Callum Led.
What?
The red dragon is the Ku Klux Klan leader.
Wasn't it the Grand Wizard?
No, red dragon is the leader of the chapters.
But they don't have them sort of titles anymore.
You still are one.
What? So it's like Newmarket?
Yeah.
Oh shit, we said Newmarket.
Oh no, where we live. I'm pretty sure we've said it before.
What, Ku Klux?
No! And Hobbs, what a rubbish statement. Got one for Kwai then? You got an equally shit one for Kwai? You love Kwai? Well, fuck you then.
I was Jennifer Aniston to his Jared Butler.
Would you lend him Super Mario Galaxy 2? You're not playing it, give him the game.
Yeah!
So I lit it on my stack.
Oh, piss off.
Yeah, it's on the bottom of the stack.
No, it's in the middle of the stack.
How much is it above?
Yeah, but that? What have you been doing this week? Not playing.
Yeah, how
games?
Many games have you been playing, Hobbs?
Been working all week.
So have I.
Wrong segment. This is the news.
The wrong segment.
As I eat my breakfast crisps.
Bronze segment.
As I eat my drunken breakfast crisps.
To be fair, these quavers are really good.
Not as good as Worcestershire sauce flavours Walkers.
They are also really good.
What is the news today?
Yeah, come on, hit us with the news. Oh wait, we've not even introduced ourselves saying
today.
This is episode blah blah.
Oh fuck, it's episode 56.
Early edition.
Is it early?
Oh yeah,
it's early
we're
for
doing
us.
It on Tuesday.
And normally we're dead at this point.
Or in breakfast.
Yeah, you know, we're normally at spoons feasting upon plastic sausages.
This is the podcast. This is the breakfast podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the morning edition.
As I sit and eat my crisps.
Yeah.
Crisps for breakfast with cream soda. Lovely.
I had Philadelphia sandwiches with ham.
Faggot.
Oh, fuck you.
Street Fighter X Tekken announced.
Well, it was announced ages ago, but they actually showed footage of it.
Actually, officially announced.
Oh, officially announced.
No, as in, we know it's coming, but
officially announced.
Do you want us to take over and talk about it?
Yeah, while I eat my crisps. I don't know. Yeah. I don't do fighting games.
Yeah, you do.
Tell me about the importance of this game and how it looks.
It looks just like Street Fighter 4, which looks awesome. Like, because Yuya actually looks badass, doesn't he?
He does look badass.
Nina, I just hate.
They've got all the signature moves of the Tekken characters worked quite well into.
To be keeping in mind, they've only got like two characters with signature moves in there that we've seen so far.
But, you know, they got Ryu down fine.
Yeah, but Ryu looks exactly the same. But the fucking nerdgasm that was going on in that room in the video we watched was unbelievable.
How about tag teams?
They are tag teams.
There's tag battle. Which is something you want. I think, because you say you're the best at Tekken Tag.
But she's not. Just use Bag against him, he'll crumble. You know, Huang's mental.
Without Eddie.
Yeah, oh, that's cheap. Just cheap.
We don't know who's in the game.
Then I'll just get Jason on.
All we have is speculation. Jason. All we have is speculation about the characters in the game.
But it's awesome. It looks really good, actually. It looks better than I thought it would.
I imagine they'll have King in the game. They'll have Kuma in. Kuma versus Zangief.
Hi and Chai. What his name is.
Hi, Hayachi Mishima. He's definitely not going to do well, is he? Nah, never mind. Mystery!
They reckon it's not going to come for 2 years, and the next big announcement won't come until the Captivate next year.
Captivate? What's that?
The Capcom... Like
where Capcom send lots and lots of journalists to Hawaii to play games.
Yeah.
Are we trying to penetrate the circle of?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, we want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, you want to go there? If anyone's listening
from Capcom, please send us to Hawaii.
But not him because he doesn't like fighting games.
Yeah, but he's rubbish. I love Capcom.
Play Dead Rising 3.
Even though it's number 2 that's coming out.
No, it won't be next year, will it? It will already come out. So I'll play the preview version of Dead Rising 3.
Well, to be fair, that's one of the Capcom games I don't like. I'm not selling it myself now. They're probably striking me off the list.
I love all Capcom. Ryu is my dad.
Even though we weren't nerdgasm like they did in that video. Like, as soon as they saw Ryu do a Hadouken, oh my god! Ah! And then Kazuya came up, oh shit! And then Nina, for some reason, everyone went mental for that as well, even though Nina's shit.
I like...
boobs. You like boobs.
Yeah.
Fake boobs you like.
He was the only person to like Nina's single-player game effort.
What was that called?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
Third degree's a boob.
What is the significance of this within the fighting game world?
What do you mean?
Why? The fact that the two biggest...
I think you're about to answer your own question here, that the two biggest fighting franchises have... decide to do a face-off. You know, this is like every family.
Well, what they're saying is, it's not a collaboration, it's competition.
Yeah,
because there's also the Tekken Cross Street Fighter game coming out.
You say competition, though. The people that play Street Fighter are going to play that one. People that play Tekken are going to play the other one.
Yeah.
Just so they're good at that game, and their characters are good at that game. Because you can just... How are they going to put Ryu in Tekken? Just throwing Hadoukens all over the place.
Or they'd have to probably limit... They'd probably take out special powers.
And that just takes away everything
is. He's just Karate Man.
American Karate Man. Leg Lady. But yeah, quite important. I'm looking forward to it more than I've seen footage now.
Yeah.
I would rather have Tekken versus Mortal Kombat.
Why?
Why? Mortal Kombat's
awful. You wouldn't have fatalities.
Yeah, you wouldn't have fatalities.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember the last collaboration that Mortal Kombat was involved in?
I played it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Do you remember how shit it was? And how bloody ass-rapingly bad it was?
It's alright.
It's not alright. It was terrible. And I beat you at it.
Got some achievements in it?
That doesn't make it good, Hobbs.
The Tekken and the Street Fighter games kind of work together.
Yeah.
Mm. Any other one just doesn't.
Yeah, because this...
I would have thought that the Tekken and the Mortal Kombat...
Maybe Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, maybe.
No, the Tekken and the Mortal Kombat inputs are rather similar.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
They're very button-bashy.
That's not
are you saying point. Mortal Kombat's button bashy? Mortal Kombat's like the least button bashy game. If you bash battles, all you can do is.
Yeah, all you can do is the multiple punch in the air move.
I love it.
It's like you need to know the moves. Like, if you really get on the Mega Drive one, but it wouldn't tell you the fatalities at all. You have to buy a magazine to find them out. And it was really crap because I only had Scorpion. And
speaking
I was rubbish with him.
Of buying things
in magazines
to rip you off.
Well,
Gears of War 3.
Oh, I've heard about this, yeah. Don't worry, I've raged about it. Well, actually, no, I haven't raged about it. I said what I want, whether he wants to die or not.
Gears of War 3, you can decide what happens in Gears of War 3. What you have to do is you, by purchasing, it's a quote, by purchasing Avatar Gear on Xbox Live, fans, gaming communities around the globe will decide the destiny of the newest Carmine brother, set to be in Gears of War 3.
The buffest Carmine
brother.
Yeah,
he is buff.
With
he's
all the
huge
proceeds going to the Child's Play charity.
Well, it's kind of charity, so that's not that bad.
Yeah, but I just want him to die because it's a running joke.
Everybody's going to vote him to die. Everybody will. Even in the interview, Cliffy B had a t-shirt saying, Carmine must die.
It is quite a cool t-shirt.
Yeah. He has to die. I can't think, if he lives, or he looks like he's about, are they going to reveal a result before the game, or are they going to...
I hope they don't.
I hope they don't. Like, you think he's going to live and he just gets fucking destroyed.
I hope they don't.
Yeah.
And they have to write, they're writing, I hope they don't reveal it, they're writing some sort of in-joke into the game. To do with the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Oh, okay.
To it.
No,
and you think he's about to live, and then all of a sudden, like, he gets shot in the face with a sniper rifle, and he's like, I'm alive, and then, like,
a big worm climbs and eats him, but he lives through that, and then,
you find it in the game, and he's still just alive, and then he gets stabbed on by a giant hippo.
I mean, yeah, this is the last one.
And then Marcus kills him.
You know, they've got to absolutely destroy him. They have to.
In the last one, they've got to destroy everything.
Yeah, to be fair, but they've got to really destroy
everyone's got to die.
Like, he's got to be beating the shit out of with his own leg or something.
Yeah. There will be lots and lots of...
Marcus will die, Dom will die.
Everybody will die. Anya will die. Anya will die.
There'll be a lot of... No, she'll have a sex scene with Marcus eventually, though.
That'll be the most
hideous thing. That'll be like a rape scene. He's so big. That'll be being raped by a big old beef burger. Being raped by big old Bruce Willis.
To be fair, she looks quite manly now. Do you think she'll rape him?
Yeah.
They'll just be raped. Both of them want to rape, they don't want consented sex. Would that still be rape?
Gems is all well above. Argos.
Argos.
I like Argos. The laminated book of dreams. Attached to Tears of Joy.
If you're going to quote Bill Bailey, do it properly.
Yeah. Because you said the laminated book of tears to detach to Tears of Joy.
The laminated book of dreams to catch the tears of joy.
Alright.
Love Argos. Let's look at my hair.
Don't put it in a stupid position, though.
It's bed hair.
Whoa. You haven't got a bed.
Yeah, it's a mattress on the
mattress
floor.
Mattress on floor hair. Argos is going to the pre-owned game market.
Good.
On the interwebs, will be a list of 250 video games that you can walk in with prices next to them online that you can walk in and trade in an Argos shop.
Right.
For Argos vouchers.
For Argos vouchers?
Yes.
Right. Towards I knew that'd be a catch because Argos is fucking.
Can't do it for cash. You can't do it for cash. They'll give you the equivalent amount of vouchers.
Also, Argos is too expensive for games. It's not good for games at all. It's way too expensive.
The other thing that I like about it is you can see what you're going to get before you go in.
So you can work out how much money you're going to.
Yeah. So if you go, I want to get this game, I'm going to just trade it for games.
That doesn't make it good because they might just do it below everyone else. That's just. I don't like Argos. Too expensive. And it's some sort of algorithm. Like,
but
this
where will the tears of joy be caught, Callum?
In your hand.
Yeah. Away from me.
In a special Argos design napkin.
That's not big news for me. Argos are just shit with games. Really shit.
More news.
Yeah, there's more news. That's not news.
MVC3 characters.
Yeah, we saw this last night as well.
Thor and Amaterasu.
And Trish and Super Scroll.
Oh, yeah, Super Scroll. Who's Trish?
Trish is the
Mercury. Alright. I like lady. Super Scroll. He has all the powers of the
Fantastic Four. And basically, Trish is a massive whore.
That's just so they don't have to put the Fantastic Four in so they can have better characters.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But,
Super Scroll.
What was it?
We watched some footage.
Yeah, Trish is a complete whore bag of a character. She can lay traps anywhere in the screen.
Invisible traps.
Yeah, and you just jump into them. Ow! Ow! She can put one on the floor and if you try and jump over it, ow!
I don't understand this.
She's a bitch.
I don't know who Trish is.
Trish is from The Devil May Cry.
She's the blonde woman.
Yeah.
Do you know who Lady is? Lady is the other woman.
Yeah, she's the one with the black.
Have you ever played The Devil May Cry game?
Have you played 1, 3 or 4?
He hasn't played any of them. Look at his face.
I played half of 4.
And see.
They're both in that. Keep in mind, Lady's not in it that much.
No, but she's about.
Yeah.
Well, this is a long time ago.
I love Devil May Cry though, so. His ignorance to this makes me sad.
Don't like Devil May Cry.
No, you don't.
More news.
It's just you don't like fun.
You don't like
sandwiches.
Yeah.
I don't like Forza, which you've bought.
Mafia 2 demo has been dated. Coming out August 10th.
I'm good. I'm lucky I didn't use one of these. This is a question.
Right, where are you going to?
Well, when's it being released?
No, the date of the demo on the PS.
What was the name of Mafia 1?
Yeah.
Mafia 1?
No, Mafia.
Name the first Mafia game.
It wouldn't load on my computer, so I hate it.
I played it a little bit.
It would when I was installing it, it would always stop at like 68% and just freeze. So I hate it.
I think Callum had to go watch porn and then try again.
Couldn't even watch porn on my computer.
Speaking of porn,
motherfucker.
Dead Rising 2. Case Zero.
Oh yeah, we thought this news section is not very good because I'm not learning from it because I learned all this yesterday from him.
It's coming the 3rd of August, exclusive to 360. It's a prequel to Dead Rising 2.
Is Dead Rising not a platform?
Yes.
Okay.
Dead Rising 2, the Case Zero isn't. It's basically Chuck Norris or whatever his name is running around going, I need a virus for my daughter.
Right. Need a virus for my daughter.
And then you can level up in it and all that stuff carries over to the next game. And it's,
oh, okay. I'm not buying it.
400
anyway,
Microsoft points.
Not buying it. Not bad.
Ow.
We sing Robbie Williams announced.
Rip off. Rip
Angels.
Off. I've put we signed Robbie Williams.
Loving angels in ass.
Okay, right. Thanks for that guy. Moving on from that story because it's
Reach.
Rubbish.
Halo Reach.
Now, here's more like it. I like this. What about Reach, Hobbs?
He doesn't know.
There's a new 360 coming out. It's like silver with the word Reach written on it.
Yeah, I know.
And it comes with two controllers.
Two controllers, both silver with Reach written on them.
Yeah, I know.
And a headset, which is silver with Reach on it.
And cables, which are black.
If I bought that, would you go around my house and write around after it?
Yes.
Or everywhere in permanent marker?
Yes.
I know you would. I would. That was something for Reach.
It's terrible.
To be fair, it's most,
cash in!
Most consoles for games.
250
quid. Except Resident Evil 5. Resident Evil 5's Xbox was awesome.
It was just a red one.
Yeah. That's awesome. The controller was sweet looking.
It's £249.
Ooh.
It's coming the 14th of September.
Nice.
The controller is £40 on its own. And the
£40
for the controller on its own.
40?
People will buy it. You know people
for
will
a controller, it's 40 quid.
Oh my god!
Wireless controller.
Almost as much as
Halo Reach. So? That's still a lot.
How much are they at the moment?
Does this come with the power pack as well? Power pack.
Wait, how much is a wireless controller at the moment?
About 25.
Yeah.
Much.
It's 40 quid.
Oh my god.
Headset is 35. Wireless headset is 35.
Oh, actually, yeah, wireless headset.
Cash in!
Just a bit. Ka-ching.
Halo is a big cash cow, though, so I need to cash in.
Well, actually, Gears 3's turned into
also, at Comic-Con, they showed off Forge World.
Who?
Forge World.
Oh, right,
which is
that.
Forge, but it's set on a Halo ring. Mm. You get massive levels.
Yeah.
Cooperatively, up to 7 players over Xbox Live.
They said it takes ages for you to fly to one and to the other. It's like, can you cordon off an area for like a map?
I have no idea.
You must be able to, because if you just build a huge wall and then put the spawn points in there.
But if you build a huge wall, you'll be able to fly over it.
No, not if it's tall enough, because you'll have to run out.
Right. Well, no, what about flying vehicles?
Well, don't put flying vehicles on the map. There must be something, like, you could have some sort of, I don't know.
There must be some sort of visible wall.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have a level that big. It wouldn't be fun, even though it's impressive.
Man, if you did a big team battle, basically either end of the map takes 10 minutes to
it'll
find
be like, it'll be like a game of Mag, but with 16 people in it.
Unless maybe they're upping the numbers of a multiplayer.
Doubt it.
More news.
Versus Firefight mode.
It basically four people play as the Covenant while four people play as the soldiers in Firefight. So
wouldn't that mean like once one squad dies, that's it?
Yeah.
Who would the enemies be?
No, the elites would keep respawning.
And you being players?
You have four people playing as the elites.
Yeah.
Four people playing as the soldiers. And then while it's still like Firefights, you still get grunts and tanks and all that shit running around, but then you've also got humans being elites running around.
Oh, yeah.
Fighting. It's a little bit better than Beast Mode, which we saw a little bit of, which doesn't look that good.
I
We'd rather have it as you two teams of humans.
Compete
for points, yeah.
No.
You say you spawn at each end of the map and the guys drop in the middle, and you can sneak around and take other people out.
Nah.
Well,
fuck you guys.
That idea is their idea is better. That's why.
That's why they're Bungie.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, Bungie are the most overrated developer ever.
There's some more news. You know, Valve banned lots of accounts.
Have they?
Yeah, well, no, back in the day for something, the boycotters or something like that.
They didn't ban boycotters.
Well, they did something because it was on the internet. I didn't read the story, but they've unbanned some people, so shut up.
Oh, right, so you're going to tell us this massive news story and you don't actually know what the news is.
Yeah, just like Hobbs, like what he does every week.
Yeah, but we normally fill in the gaps.
No, I give the headlines, you fill in the gaps, that's how it works. Go, anything else? Quiet, you said you could bring some news to the table.
Yeah.
This has been the phone last night.
You got all the news.
And who owes me Xbox Live Arcade news? You do. You owe me good Xbox Live Arcade news. Have you got any?
Hydro Thunder comes out today. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow. That's been Wednesday.
Ooh, new Mass Effect 2 DLC. Lair of the Shadow Broker.
Which is actually a link between 2 and 3. Because, you know, Liara's...
I knew about that already. When's it out?
No date.
Yeah, Liara's story.
But that was a big uproar.
Wait, Shadow Broker. Well, who's seeing this?
Shadow Broker is the mystery figure that... First and second one. Who trades information off and stuff like that. You don't know who it is. You meet workers for the Shadow Broker, and they don't know who he is either.
When did you hear hints of him in the second game? Because I remember
Liara worked.
That's how I know about it, because I didn't play the first game.
Yeah, Liara was working for the Shadow Broker, and the Shadow Broker fucked her over.
And she's trying to find it.
That's continuing that story.
All right.
Because I actually might
have to buy that then.
Yeah. Because it's actually a proper bit of the story.
I'm just going to wait for like Mass Effect 2 Special Edition.
I told you, Overlord is actually good. As I said before, it's got people with Alzheimer's in it, so you like it.
Mass Effect is in my pile.
Is it Alzheimer's? No.
Go back and play the DLC.
What's the Rayman dude?
What?
What's he got, Rayman?
Autistic.
Autism, that's the one. It's got autism.
I love autistic people.
Yeah, exactly. You'll love Overlord.
There's a book about it.
Really?
Yeah, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Oh, shit book.
It's brilliant.
Shit book.
And it's piss take, The Curious Incident of the WMDs in Iraq. A blind autistic version of Tony Blair.
Right.
Funny shit.
Anyway, I think that's all our news, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long have we
Kane and Lynch 2 demo was out on the Xbox Live Marketplace last night.
Yeah, it was out on the PSN last Thursday.
Was that a special beta for you, was it?
I got early access to it.
What's in the demo? Because there's the single player, but there's also multiplayer.
Yeah, it's in the demo.
Yeah, but no one was playing multiplayer.
No, we tried to get a game of multiplayer last night, but there was no way.
Never tried it out.
I
want
to try it.
I enjoyed Fragile Alliance from the first one.
It seems like a good premise. And it even has your, like, criminal allegiance and stuff like that on there. See if you're a bastard or not. You keep killing your mates.
Yeah.
So if you see someone that kills a lot of their mates, you kind of want to kill them. Before they kill you. I think it's a really good idea.
It's a great concept for multiplayer.
It just
depends. But the first one was kind of like...
Now the first one, no one played it.
Played it a couple of times.
When it came out.
On the PS3, there were still quite a few games.
But I know the numbers dwindled on that very quickly.
Yes, they will. But from a hardcore few who will play it.
Yeah. Could be me, actually.
Whatever.
Because I'm buying that game now. Not forever. But I played it online, I'm buying it. I might rent it, actually. It's hard. We tried playing it on the hardest difficulty, didn't we? And we just got dicked. We couldn't get out of the
fight. It wasn't the hardest, it was hard. We didn't even play on Extreme.
Yeah, Extreme's locked by.
Extreme!
We try on hard and you just instantly get shot and down.
Probably. That would probably be it. Like one shot kill. Because it seemed like one shot kill.
I'll have a go.
Hard.
What's that shit?
Anyway.
Right, we'll take a break and we'll do a
very short segment.
I have an idea.
Oh,
dangerous.
No.
Dangerous. What were we playing last week?
What will we be playing in the future?
Now welcome back to... What are we playing, Puffs? No, what are we playing in the future?
What are we playing in the future?
This That's is my idea. Personal
amusement. Has anybody who, okay, has anyone actually been playing anything this week?
Yes.
I've been playing nothing. What have we been playing?
Nothing.
Can I what have been playing?
50 Cent Black and Iraq.
Black and Iraq.
Let's talk about that for half an hour.
Yeah.
No. Just shortly.
Okay. Brilliant. I've never heard the word nigger be used so many times in a single space of time. Even the ending.
Challenge accepted.
No, but even the ending, it starts with a song. I forgot what it was called. And it goes, nigga, 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 nigga.
Is it, I'm a bitch, nigga, nigga,
no. Oh, yeah, nigga. It's just like, what's this? It's just like, oh, nigga stole my gun or whatever.
Nigga, my gun, go off.
Nigga, my gun went off.
I love it. He's in the car. Oh, when it's Inception on Sunday night, sitting in the car and he's going, nigga, it's like, Callum, you've just proven you're the whitest man in existence.
I just sounded like the guy that does that song. But the ending to
none,
it.
None of this or anything.
Is absolutely.
Is there
excellent.
Any other bosses in that game apart from helicopters?
No. In fact, the final level is a car chase. All you have to do is hold the trigger down. All you have to do.
Is that it?
Yeah. Do some little steering. You don't do shooting, because that's for the second player. What you do is drive for like 2 minutes. And you like, get to these places in this time limit. Done. Easy. Really easy. But then the bitch that stole his skull, at the end, lying on the floor, go, 50 Cent, forgive me, forgive me. Fuck off, bitch. Walks into his Jeep, puts the crystal skull, which he killed half this country for, on the dashboard with a cigar in it and drove off. That's all he wanted
what
it for.
What else would you do for
it? I don't know.
If you had all the money in the world.
He'd skull
which 50
it.
Cent does not.
Which he does. He carries at all times at least $50,000 on him. At all
is this,
times.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing though. That's one of them shitty rumours. Like,
No. He was on the Chris Moore show and he actually opened. And he Chris Moore, I don't believe you. And he opened his wallet. Just a fat load of $100 bills. Is it $50,000? No, $20,000, sorry.
In case what? He needs to buy a sandwich or...
Yeah, in case... Yeah.
That's what plastic's for. What a bellend. I hate him.
It's just to throw at strippers. Probably. I'm assuming.
If he throws that much money at strippers, he's going to give them a brain hemorrhage. Here's the wallet. Boom!
It's like, you ask different people, how many times you got shot. You'll get 5 different answers.
9 times.
The record I heard was 21. Someone thought he got shot 21 times. I was like, fuck off.
In the testes.
He got shot 9 times. In the chest. Once in the head.
Once in the lip. That's why he can't sing properly. If he could sing properly, he'd be like Tom Jones.
Whose album I'm buying today. Why?
I'm going to find that. You sing Nigga My Gun into Shazam and see what I get.
But the soundtrack is awful, so I was playing it this morning with Steel Panther, Pendulum, Slash, that sort of thing, and it's so much better now.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
The music is just awful.
The thing is, right, I've got it, look, Black and Iraq, and it's not that bad of a game.
No, it isn't that bad of a game.
What I think happens is some... I don't know who made it.
THQ.
Swordfish Studios.
Yeah.
We're making a third-person shooter, very similar to The Club, and then Shady Records came along and went, yo, bitch, do as I say, and put 50 Cent in the game.
And they did,
and then this abomination turned up.
But it is an unholy marriage, that's for sure.
Do you know it's powered by Unreal Technology?
Yeah. Everything's powered by Unreal Technology, this generation.
It'd just be better. The only thing that could make that game better was if it had offline co-op.
Yeah. You have to be online, so you have to buy 2 copies of that game, so someone can be a member of the G-Unit.
I'm being DJ Wookiee.
No, I'd be DJ Wookiee.
Do you know it features 18 exclusive new tracks?
Yeah. Like Nigga My Gun Went Off. And Nigga Stole My Christmas.
And it's not unusual to be P-I-M-P.
That's on there. You can make your own playlist, and at one point I just put that song in. Because it's the only 50 Cent one I know. Because I'm a motherfucking P.I.M.P.
What about The Club?
Oh, yeah, that one as well, but I don't like that one.
And moving on.
No.
What's that one he did with the S Club?
Go, Jesus, it's your birthday.
With S Club.
And a party like it's your Christmas.
He didn't do a song with the S Club.
Yeah,
Was it Nigga My Gun Go Off?
I don't know.
He didn't do a song with Us Club. I refuse to believe that. No.
Have we done anything else? I'll be Callum at Tekken.
Oh yeah, we had a massive...
Awesome!
We had a... Yeah, less about that. That was the sub quest. The main attraction of the night was FIFA. And 8-player FIFA
really
League.
I wasn't interested in this.
8-player FIFA League. And guess who won it?
Hobbs.
No, it was me. Hobbs. Actually, Hobbs did better than everyone thought he would.
Yeah, I didn't come last.
What was his name? Steve.
I came sixth.
Is Steve normally good at the game?
I think so.
Why was he playing so bad?
I beat him down. I came sixth.
Yeah. Mark is awful at that game. Yep. You slaughtered him.
Beat him.
He was Arsenal and I was Scunthorpe. I beat him 6-1. He's terrible.
I would have done well.
But he has massive arms, so I don't care. But yeah, I won on goal difference and Stedman was not happy. Anything to put a spanner in that man's works makes me happy.
Did he cop a strop?
He was really... No, Richard was angry because I fouled him. And he was... Because it's the only reason I won the game. It's because I fouled him and he was so angry.
That's tactics.
Yeah. That is tactics. You got
calculated risks. So.
Yeah, and the risk paid off.
I also did the risk.
And basically won me the
last time I played Tom Stedman, friend of the show who worked with me. He had team boost and team drain on in FIFA Lounge mode.
Oh god!
And
he beat
me the best part of 20-0. He was up to about four and a half star team, and I was up to a half star team. It's basically what it equated for with the team boost and team drain on. And he's a lot better than me anyway.
Yeah.
He beat me the best part of 20-0.
Yeah, he beat me 4-2.
This time, we had roughly even teams, and the only reason he scored against me is because I got a player sent off, because I took him down like Callum did.
Yeah.
It was a calculator risk that didn't pay off. Everybody was like, yeah, I was going for about 4, 5 or 6 goals, and he got one, and everyone laughed at him.
Yeah.
And I was the king. And I
said, I know, and Richard was like, here we go, because he had to sim his game with Mark, because Mark fucked off. And this would have been a 6-0 slaughtering, this would have been.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, guys, I'm in it. I'm still in it. All I need to do is beat Mark in this sim. He lost 1-0. He was so angry. He was just in despair.
Yeah, but Richard was very, very angry that night with a FIFA
game. But, more importantly, I beat you
at Tekken?
No, I had a little taster of Modern Warfare again. Bitch. And my God, did that feel good.
You tasted Modern Warfare. Were you like, oh.
I was. Connector. I played it and I won.
I beat you at Tekken. Oh, I also beat self-proclaimed old king of Tekken, Gary. He was like, I am well good at Tekken.
No, he's good with Fang.
He only knows how to use Fang.
And then I came along and slaughtered him all, because we had an 8-player randomised.
You had Christian Harang.
I didn't get Harang.
You got Harang with Gary. You didn't get Harang with me.
Who did I beat you? I beat you with Panda a couple of times.
No, it was Christy that slaughtered me. Christy killed like 4 of my characters.
Yes, she would.
I couldn't touch her.
Only I can touch her.
Yeah, I had Hobbs sitting there going, oh, she's fit. She's not real, Hobbs. She's not real. But if she was, but she's not.
No, but yeah, if she was.
Still that barrier of not being real.
Don't worry, when Street Fighter vs. Tekken coming out, we're going to whoop your asses. Me and Callum, tag team battle. Beat all your asses.
Yeah, we'll beat the shit out of your Christies.
I'll be getting Tekken vs. Street Fighter.
Yeah, we said that as well.
And then we'll buy that and beat you with that as well.
Yeah. Just be Ryu and just kick your
shit. Can you, this is going back to it, do you reckon they'll put in cross-game play?
What do you mean?
So well, like, if you
no.
Go, no.
What, across two games?
Yeah.
Because they're two separate entities, aren't they?
Yeah, they're two separate entities.
One's being developed by Capcom, one's being developed by Namco Bandai. The only similarities is...
So will we not get Tekken 7 anytime soon?
Probably. Well, you weren't expecting that soon, were you?
Yes.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Or if it's going to be 2 years, they reckon, for Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah,
and they haven't announced anything about Tekken versus Street Fighter, apart from that it's coming.
Yeah, and plus...
So it could be Tekken even longer 7. For that.
Tekken
although I reckon next year they'll just be like, yeah, they're both coming out the same day. Fuck you guys.
Of course it will.
So,
or they'll be like, yeah, box it.
So what have you been playing? What?
Nothing.
What have you been playing? What's your brilliant idea?
I know it's like the summer.
Yeah.
And there's fuck all games come out.
Yeah.
We could all go through our stack.
Our stack?
You know, the list of games you're going to play over the summer that you quite haven't got to finishing or... You know what?
You're only saying this now because I want to play Mario Galaxy and you're just saying, no!
I'm going to start this because I replayed Dragon Age all the way through the other day.
There you go. What else have you got in your stack?
I haven't got much in my stack. Cool.
I don't know much. You've been talking about Blood Money, so I might start playing Blood Money again.
Blood Money?
Hitman.
Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
the game that you've talked about for like a week.
Yeah. And that's about it, really.
Yeah, we ain't got massive stats.
We're still need to finish Gears.
Oh, yeah, but we need to get past that really shitty tank level. Yeah. That's for you, not for me. I've already done that. I did a bomb itself.
What level am I on Blood Money?
I don't know.
You were inside New Orleans last time we checked.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Still there.
Of course, because you haven't played any games. Yeah. So,
this
section's over.
I've got
if you're in the past, what game would you be playing?
I was in the past. How long? Pong?
Pong.
I played Pong. I was in hospital for some reason, I don't know why. I can't remember.
The only reason my brother got an N64 is because he bitched for having his appendix out.
I got a portable DVD player when my appendix exploded.
Well, that's not as good as an N64.
Why can't I go to hospital?
Yeah, I'm about to say we could put you in it if you want.
Why? Do you think your parents will buy you something?
I want to get like a.
I think they'll laugh and.
You see, Robin was really angry.
I don't know what else I could buy that I would want.
And you see, I got a portable DVD player because the hospital was so boring. I brought my films around and I just watched Blade all the time. And Robin was like, "Why don't I get a portable DVD? Because all your organs are working properly, Robin. Now shut up."
Lovely.
Nigga, my gun go off.
We go to questions because the questions aren't going to last very long.
No. Yeah, let's go on the questions.
On the questions. Right
now.
You can do the long quiz, quiet introduction that pans it out for about 10 minutes.
This is the level up quizathon.
Oh, okay.
Where me and Kwai ask every month, ask each other 7 questions each. His turn is Kwai's turn to ask me questions.
I'm winning.
Kwai's winning 3-2 at the moment.
An innocent country boy comes into the city to ask Daniel Hobbs some questions.
In a world.
All right.
Where madness reigns supreme. One man must stand and fight.
When hope is all
against the barrage of questions from an evil cunt.
Where hope is all
I'm not that evil.
One boy.
Are you ready?
I'm finishing introduction.
Can we do them in tandem? Because I feel a bit left out in this section.
No, you can't sit there and you do nothing. And you mouth the answers to me,
sir. I can't answer them because, one, I know the answers. And two, I don't want you to win.
Is that the answer?
Can you hear the introduction?
I did the introduction.
Yeah, are you ready, sir?
Yeah, bust it. Why not?
I look like Princess Leia to your Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, don't touch me there.
Question one. Question one. Are you ready?
I had a fart. Go on.
Are you ready?
No.
At Comic-Con, Cliff Bleszinski, lead designer of Gears of War, recently announced that the Gears of War movie will be redone. It's being reborn. The project was cut. Some other shit was done. They wanted the £10 million budget, and they were like, no way. So they're redoing it.
Yeah.
Who was slated to direct the film earlier this year?
Oh, fuck me. Zack Snyder.
Take a final answer.
Yeah, why not?
That was Len Wiseman.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea who that was. I think
that was just Zack Snyder.
You'll get this one.
Like 300.
You'll get this one, Hobbs. This one's a nice one.
Can we keep score?
1-0.
Question 2.
Well done.
Question 2. What is the release date for Little Big Planet 2?
October.
What?
Which release date? UK?
North American.
Oh, fuck.
It's the only one I can find.
Do some maths.
October.
It's like the 21st
of October.
Yeah.
You're horrendously wrong.
It's November 16th.
Oh, is it? Oh, fuck. That was last year, wasn't it? Fuck. That was Living Planet 1.
Are you ready?
Yeah, hang on.
Right. In Tekken 6, what is the name of the warring corporations?
You know, the dude I said earlier on.
Oh, actually.
Yeah. No, he's a leader.
His surname.
Yeah, what's his surname?
Mushimunamu.
Mushimushimu.
Mushimushimu. And,
what's the company's name?
Mushimunamu.
Okay, Mushimunamu and...
the Evil Panda Corporation.
The Evil Panda Corporation. No, wrong again. Can I say the answer?
You can.
Mushima Zaibatsu and the G Corporation. I got that one right, so fuck you.
I was supposed to know that.
I knew. It's quite an easy question.
Yeah, I haven't played Tekken. Yeah. Second time.
Hey, look,
I'm having a storyline.
I'm the Tekken King.
I'm gonna play the fucking single player. Does it?
Here's the the Street Fighter question.
God,
Street Fighter. Street Fighter First Strike is coming to Xbox Live and PSN.
Yeah.
Name the two characters used in the most famous Daigo versus Justin fight on Street Fighter Third Strike.
Give me the one, Hobbs. I did get this one right.
Ryu and Ken.
No, wrong.
Ken and Chun-Li. You know,
how is that related to this month's news?
Because Street Fighter First Strike is coming to Xbox Live and PSN.
How about Tekken?
Tekken is
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter,
you've not. Stop trying to find loopholes in our perfect system.
Five. What is the name for the team that made the Medal of Honor game?
The new one.
ELA. Close.
You mean the team? The actual team in. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
didn't understand the question.
Look at him trying to find loopholes.
They didn't understand the question.
They were renamed this week.
I didn't know that.
This is the news, Hobbs.
You should have brought that up in the news, shouldn't you? this week's news.
Alright, question six. Name the old favourite Halo map that is returning in Halo Reach.
Blood Gulch.
That's
the only one I was like.
I told you to get that one.
Question seven.
Whoa.
What?
This is the last one.
Yeah.
Let me say one.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very... Oh, you put the keyboard in the way.
Sorry.
Christ. Anyway. What is the name of Darth Vader's secret apprentice in The Force Unleashed?
He doesn't have a name.
He does. It's a very real name here.
He didn't the first one, did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, something Starkiller. No.
You want to go with Starkiller?
Starkiller, why not?
No.
No,
you see, that's what I said and I got it wrong.
What is it?
It is Galen Marak.
The fuck?
I know, what a horrible question.
How is that related to this month's news?
Well, because Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the character in the game.
How is that related to this month's news?
Because The Force Unleashed 2, there was a videos all about it.
Like Death Diary and like trailers for it.
So you don't really look at the news.
You've got the internet. And I know more about the news than you. Still trying to find loopholes. I think that's like, is that the first whitewash?
No, that was 6-1 because he got the Blood Gulch one right.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Fuck.
Stew wait, Mr. Quaid.
What?
Stew wait till
they were
next month.
Fair questions.
They were, I got three of them right.
Stew wait till next month.
If you'd read the news.
Yeah, that doesn't help, they didn't read the news at all.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Mario Galaxy 2 came out. What was the Japanese name of Super Mario World 2?
At least I related it in some way.
So did he!
It was Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah, but so did he. You cannot complain.
It's fine. I love my revenge.
He'll forget by the next one.
You will.
Yeah, I will.
Alright, good.
So, 4-2. Series is 4-2 to Benjamin Kwai.
Just like tennis.
Tennis?
Yeah. What? Shut
the fuck up. I don't know what he's
talking about. It's a short episode.
We've done 40 minutes. Do you want to do a...
Another segment.
I guess we could.
Yeah, but have you got a topic in mind, though, Hobbs? Unlike last week.
I have many topics in mind. Let's take a short break.
Right, is it the list from last week?
Yes.
I'm going to hit
you. Wa-fa-fa-fa.
We'll take a break.
Talking in tangents, that's tit.
Yes, did you not know that?
No.
No, talking in tangents, so it's tits.
Yeah, okay.
Solid gold. Here's the list of tits. There's the list of tits. What do you want to talk about?
They haven't gotten any better.
They haven't. In fact, I remember us complaining about these last week.
You said you want to put in some topics? Yeah. Yeah, we'll put some topics in. We'll think of something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, we didn't know we were recording early this week, so we
didn't
get a chance.
One, this week wasn't meant to be talking in tangents. And two, we are doing it early.
Bullshit.
So we have to put up with your shitty ones.
You can talk about one of these while I sort my hair out for going out in the town.
You fucking... Oh, my God.
Lifter.
Would you go at me like this?
I don't care how you look when I go out.
As long as you kiss him.
As long as you brush your teeth and clean your
By the way, will we go shake away later on? Get my frill topping of whipped cream.
I don't have any money.
Why are you cutting Cambridge then?
I'm not. I'm undecided. I'm so torn.
This is
definitely a tangent.
Go to Cambridge now.
Would you like to talk about the White Knight conundrum?
Well, okay, right, because I'm curious about what
we'll
that
talk
is.
About for 10 minutes, and then we don't like it, we'll hit you.
Okay, right.
The White Knight conundrum.
Yeah, what is the White Knight conundrum?
White Knight Chronicles 2.
Right.
You have to play. When you play White Knight Chronicles 2, you have to have finished, have a save file of the first game finished.
That is really stupid.
Why? Because, yeah. No, yeah, but it doesn't matter, because if you're a fan of White Knight Chronicles 1, you'll buy number 2, and you would have played number 1, because White Knight Chronicles is very niche.
Number 2 is good, and you'd have to play.
Yeah, but it's very niche.
One.
Yeah,
that is
very Japanese.
That is very, very silly. That's just limiting
it. Gears of War 3 went... Or Halo Reach, was it? You have to finish copy of Halo 3.
That's fine. Fine.
But the thing is, though... The thing is, though, people...
What if Black in Iraq... And to play this game, you must have finished bullet 50% bulletproof.
That would have been really impressive.
How would it know?
That would be really impressive.
You know what? You know what I mean.
For PS2 and
you know what
Xbox.
I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I'm saying it's a stupid idea. Because
I'm going to take this
from a business point of view. Are they hoping loads of people will buy White Knight Chronicles to play the second one?
They'll probably bundle it.
It does come in with the game.
It comes in with the game.
It comes with the game.
But you have to play,
you have to play
another game.
Through the first one.
Through the first one to play the game.
Unless you're
bought.
Cheap and illegal like I would be. When you go on something like PS3GameSaves.com and just download it.
Oh, okay. That's really stupid. There is no point to that. There's absolutely no point to that other than being stubborn and shit. There, I think...
I've got a topic.
I've got
a topic that Callum will enjoy.
Oh, please.
Why are... Game film shit.
Why are they shit? Because game stories are shit. There.
No.
Done.
I disagree.
Ooh.
Okay, partially.
Is that your microphone?
No.
Partially, yes.
You appear to have misread me, as in, I meant to say, games that are based on films.
Games that are based on films? Why are they shit?
Oh, well, I thought you meant the other way around.
We could do both.
Films that are based on games. That's what I thought you were talking
about. Yeah, that's what I was
we'll cover both.
Films are based on games,
yeah,
right?
Why don't the crossovers work?
Films are based on games, right?
They don't take
the
care.
Most game stories are terrible. They don't make a lot of sense. They're very sort of niche, and you really play games of gameplay, really.
Yeah.
Right? And as a gamer's perspective, when you look at a film of something you like, it's going to be shit because it doesn't look like what you look like in the game.
I'm trying to think of an example of a recent...
So, example, The Rock does not look like a character from Doom.
So, no one looks like a character from Doom. You don't know what they look like.
Exactly, because you know what I mean. Okay, bad example.
But they tried doing
something
that
else.
Sort of thing in that film.
Resident Evil. Who does Mila Djokovic play in Resident Evil films?
No one.
She's completely made up character.
She's a new character.
Okay, does anybody appear?
Jill Valentine.
Does Jill Valentine look like Jill Valentine?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Then my point has been disproven.
She even wears the same clothes.
Yeah.
My God.
The story's still terrible, though.
Yeah, the movies are fucking...
Maybe it's your story, then.
The movies aren't based on the games. Going back to Resident Evil, is the first one is loosely based on Resident Evil 1.
It's not even loosely... It's got the mansion.
Yeah.
And it's not even set in the mansion.
No.
The mansion's the entrance to this super underground.
That's why it's loose.
The problem is you can't... When gamers want to go see a game film, they want to recreate... a story or a chapter in the game series, but you can't do it because games are too long for a film.
No, they want it. They would like a good cast, something that doesn't look extraordinarily cheap, and just a good story. No game. I've not seen Prince of Persia, granted, and I've heard it's all right. But
I imagine
all the other ones are awful. They've got they just look super, super cheap. This is like the first game that actually, like movie other than Tomb Raider, that looks like it's actually had money thrown at it.
That's true.
But that's Tomb Raider was the first.
Tomb Raider wasn't so bad.
What?
Tomb Raider 1 wasn't so bad.
It was terrible. Angel of Darkness was bloody awful. Is it Angel of Darkness? That's the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the movie?
Tomb Raider 2, Cradle of Life.
That's awful. Yeah, that's awful. That is. Really, really. Is that the one with Jared Butler in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before everyone knew he was.
And the first one's got Rimmer in it.
He did. He was a butler. I only knew
he still is a butler.
What?
He was a butler in the second one as well.
He was.
I can't remember much from the second one.
There were okay films.
I missed the film before.
But then, to be fair, Tomb Raider is an easy premise to translate to film.
Because you do
woman going in tombs.
Woman going in tombs, trying to find something mystical and hidden.
Yeah.
Like, they could do a very similar one if they did it. They could do an Uncharted film quite easily by taking Tomb Raider, taking out Angelina Jolie and putting in, say...
Nathan Fillion.
So yeah, somebody.
That's the problem. Like with like you've got people, you've got the voices and all that with the apps and all that. There's no one that looks like that.
Surely the guy that plays Nathan Drake's face is modelled on him.
But the guy who plays Nathan Drake is about 50.
That's fine.
You know what's his name? Nolan North is very old.
That's fine.
Nathan Drake is like 25.
It's like you going on about earlier.
He's the same. They basically put him in a full body suit.
Yeah.
And
younged his face up.
Yeah, they're basically young. They're the same dude, but they just young him up.
Yeah, but take it.
Same voice, and he does all the stunts and stuff himself.
Hitman was not a good film.
No. But they do it all in a room, so it's different.
You'd imagine like the person that would play the Hitman guy.
It's not Timothy
Oliphant. Yeah, not Timothy Oliphant. Someone that is a bit more rugged and not
Bruce Willis.
Like a boy.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis would have been the best choice, but I bet he was a cost of bomb. I bet they first thought, let's get Bruce Willis to do that. And they're like, it costs too much.
Nah, I don't know, Bruce Willis.
And then they had like a samurai sword fight with a clone of him who was black for some reason. Like, oh, we've got this clone of you.
You know, you're saying like, usually game stories are too shit to be translated into cinema.
I don't think they're too shit, because some of them are really good.
Yeah, but on that note, like, you can't...
But they're too big.
You can't do a too complex... Like, say, you can't... I don't know how the Mass Effect film is going to work, because that game is mostly based on your own personal choices.
Yeah,
I know it's got the overarching story.
No, because Mass Effect is actually a good one, because it's got this, like, solid universe behind it.
Yeah.
And the problem with game... You've got to fit, say... For example, because it's the one I know the most, Metal Gear film, right?
Would be crowd because we.
No, yeah. But right, just for example, doesn't mean it's going to be good, right? Yeah. You've got to try and fit in about what for, say about 50, 60, 70 hours of story into a 2-hour film, 2.5-hour film.
What do you mean 60, 70 hours of story?
What, so if you
trilogy,
for example.
Why don't they just make a trilogy of films?
What if the first one didn't work? The point I'm trying to make is you've got to fit too big of a...
Yeah, but think of Lord
too
of
big
Rings.
Of a universe into something too small.
Lord of the Rings was a massive book. They left out loads of that and they still made a good movie. Still made a really good film.
It's because, you know, they kind of simplified it into focusing on the quest.
Yeah, you try and simplify Metal Gear, it'll still be...
Metal Gear's an example. I'm not meaning Metal Gear's an example.
You try and do that with games. You try and put
what
Metal
I'm trying
Gear
to say is you're bringing
all rubbish.
What I'm trying to say is you're bringing too much. You've got games, popular game series that we've made into a film. You're not going to make something like Matt Hazard into a film because it's too small. Popular big game series have too much of a big universe to try and cram it all into one film.
But cram it all into
2 hours, which is why films are 2 hours long. You can't stretch over an 8-hour gameplay experience.
Because the original Star Wars trilogy, there's this massive universe behind it. There's only three films. Why can't they do that with a game? They've done it with Resident Evil, of all things. They keep releasing films. They've got this massive story with it now. And, this is meh. No, because what they have to do with a movie, they have to strip the story down to its bare essentials.
Yeah.
And most game stories are... absolutely awful.
Most game stories are get from A to B.
Yeah, it's like 80s action film kind of like, oh, you've killed my brother, or oh no, I'm a space marine fighting aliens. That's pretty much it, sort of thing. It's not very good.
That's what it is.
And any sort of good game story, like say you've got Grand Theft Auto 4, it's heavily influenced on films. So really,
but it couldn't be a film.
No, it could be a film, but you've just seen it all before.
Yeah, you could make a GTA film. Too big.
No, it's not too big. You condense it because there's a lot of crap. Like a lot of GTA's characters are joke characters, side characters. They're not really that important. Just to lengthen the game. You cut it down to its bare essentials. You can make a game out of GTA 4, but you've seen it all before in films, and it'll be boring.
GTA 4. So you cut that out and you wouldn't go watch it, you'd be like, why isn't this in there? Why isn't that in there?
Why isn't this in there? Why would you think, okay, Lord of the Rings again, they cut out Tom Bombadil completely.
Yeah.
No one really
He was a non-essential character.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what they're going to market game films at. They're going to market game films at gamers.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If they market game films at gamers, they won't make any money. You have to market it to the general public.
Yeah. Yeah, to make a good film, you have to make it appeal to.
You've got
to
make it
like that sort of film.
You've got to make it transcend its own like genre, its own niche.
I don't read
the
any
general
comic
public.
Books, and therefore I like comic book films because they're good films.
The only problem is they've realised game films are cheap, not cheap to make, but they're easy to snap up the rights to. And if you go on IGN, there's a huge list of films that have been optioned that are in pre-production. Like Uncharted 2 has been optioned, God of War's been optioned, Mass Effect's been optioned, Heavy Rain's been optioned.
Heavy Rain would make a good film because
it wouldn't.
Is a film.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't make a good film. You'd just be like, I'm just watching what I could be playing.
Yeah, you would.
I'm just not holding a controller.
I'm not doing a circle of motion to tie and stuff.
I reckon Heavy Rain would be quite a good film, but then again, you'd have to leave a lot of it out, and pretty much all of Heavy Rain is important to the story.
Yeah, but if you make a Heavy Rain thing, you can't just do the game, because then people will know the twist, people will know this and that and the other, so really, there's no much point. You'll have to you'll literally just have the characters and the name in a different story. Maybe a sequel.
They'll just make someone else to one of the other four, the killer, rather than Shelby.
No, but like, what they'll do is like, they've just pretty much stolen that. They'll do a sequel, but that has a problem because the only people that bought the game would get it. So rebound the entire series so more people can get it.
Plus, like Callum said, there's so many influences that you can see in Heavy Rain from films.
Yeah.
Like Minority Report, like Seven.
Yeah, Seven is a massive influence, yeah.
So, yeah, you get my point. You've seen it all before in films, so if you saw it in a film, it'd just be like, okay.
You have David Cage sitting in a chair with a black background reading the Heavy Rain novel and then rolling in a pile of money.
So yeah, I think we're done with
that. The only game that I think at the moment that could be made into a film is probably Alan Wake.
I would put Prince of Persia as a good one, mate. I've not seen it. I don't know if it's kind of...
It kind of works. You just go, oh, I need to stop the evil man and do some flips.
Yeah, but the characters in that in Prince of Persia were really good. But I don't think they did that properly in that one.
Alan Wake could easily
story,
be a film.
The story in Sansa.
Yeah, but I didn't like Alan Wake so much because it was just, its shit ending was shit.
Yeah, but it could easily be a film. You could see where it
they
could
be. Take the premise of the film and change it.
Well, they tried to.
you could take it and
easily
mess around with it a bit.
You wouldn't even need to mess around with it that much because it's got all the ups and downs of a film, the twists and the turns, and all the.
The ending is way too confusing.
Well, they could drop that. Well, no, they'd just do that and be like sequel.
They would have to change the ending.
Again, they wouldn't remake the game. What they'd do is read.
Ambiguous endings are good when they're like, spoilers, Inception. Ambiguous endings are not good when they're like, Alan Wake, which is from the last 10 minute cutscene, you have no idea what the fuck is going on because he's alive and then he's dead. Then this big ghost thing comes up, and then his wife is alive, and then I don't know what the fuck. And then the island they were living on didn't actually exist.
So it's just like Lost then.
Fuck knows. I know. I understood the ending to Lost.
Are they dead? Is it purgatory? Blah blah blah.
I understood the ending to Lost. I didn't fucking understand the ending to Alan Wake. Alan Wake is probably the most confused I've ever been at the end of anything. Seriously, and I've seen The Matrix Revolutions.
Nice. No, I think the feeling of confusion was outweighed by the feeling that that was a fucking terrible film.
Alright, let's end.
That's what I felt when I played Alan Wake.
Let's end this with one film each of what you think. Which video game would you want to see be a film, and why?
I don't know.
You're a failure.
Because I pretty much trashed them to pieces, saying it's really hard to make them.
It is hard to make them, if they could.
If they could.
If you had, like, infinite money to make it.
I don't know. I don't know, Dead Rising?
You don't like Dead Rising?
That's called Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
That's called Dawn of...
I'm cheating here.
I don't know. I'm looking...
Dick Tracy.
John Woo Stranglehold.
Dick Tracy. That is all John Woo films.
But, I don't know, Left 4 Dead. Good film. Zombie film. I don't know. As long as there's, like, an hour and a half of Lewis going, Beals! Bam, bam, over here.
And then Bill dying at the end.
Beal! No, that doesn't happen quite. That does not happen.
No.
It does not happen. Bill doesn't die.
Oh, God.
Spoilers.
We've spoiled it like twice before.
I think.
You stink.
Mirror's Edge would make quite an interesting film.
No.
Come on, go with the go with the obvious choice for Assassin's Creed. Easily make a film out of that. Easily.
I actually could, yeah. That would be actually a really easy one to do. Would it be any good?
You can easily.
No, which setting would you? Which setting would you use?
No,
it would. It would make quite a good film, but
you'd do one.
Well, they did. They did it, didn't they? Didn't they? Really?
What?
The half an hour thing.
Yeah, but no, they could do it properly because it's all the set pieces. Because at the end of the day, you simplify the story of man goes back in time, assassinating people.
Yes.
Sue jumping and stuff.
To be fair, that Halo 3 thing, that video they did, was alright, but it was so obviously like a paintball place.
Yeah, it was, man.
See, now, like, Halo would be a good universe. Yeah, because, like you said, you've got a fully realised universe.
Yeah.
Mirror's Edge.
Like, if they did a Knights of the Old Republic film.
That's not Star Wars quite, so... But why Mirror's Edge, then?
Right, you've got the ordinary, normal, cliché...
woman.
Storyline of, oh my god, my sister has been framed for murder.
Yeah.
Right? You've got the sexy lead character.
Not really that sexy.
You'd make her sexy. You'd put someone hot in there, like,
you would
make Maggie Q. There you go. See Maggie Q in tight clothes.
It'd be first person. Right?
No, but then. It wouldn't be not the whole
which
time.
Which was Mirror's Edge's entire appeal because the story was rubbish.
Yeah, but then you got the set pieces of the running and jumping and the chasing.
Yeah.
It would make an average film.
Yeah, but you see, that's
it would kind of work.
Been done in films loads.
It would kind of work. You'd have to make it in. I'm not going to go and dig up all the ideas now. But you'd make the particle kind of interesting with some set pieces in it.
Yeah,
like going down the storm, like running down the storm drain.
And then they kill you, and you're like, no!
If you get like a decent director to direct it, it would look really good.
Like Glenn Wiseman.
And I was thinking something like Schneider or Nolan or, you know.
You just wanted to direct everything. It'll take like 9 years to direct it.
Yeah, I know.
Because Inception was being filmed about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Hobbs,
it was first option to Warner Brothers in like 2001, I think.
I mean, we all know Hobbs' favourite director is Nolan.
You will.
And, who's the lost dude?
Michael Bay!
Who's the lost dude?
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
He's a director. He didn't direct Lost.
Yeah, but he's the dude.
Jack Bender directed Lost.
Yeah, but he wrote it.
He's a bender.
Yeah, I would J.J. Abrams. No, it wouldn't work.
They're your two favourite people
writing
anything.
It'd be too confusing. It'd be like, oh, I'm on an island, but I'm running with the TV. Oh, I'm confused.
I reckon Mirror's Edge
my sister, I have to do particle, but what is this? There's a camel upside down in the sky.
I reckon Mirror's Edge make quite a good film. FIFA the movie.
That's called
Gold. How about Batman Arkham Asylum the movie?
That was Gold, Hobbs.
Batman Arkham Asylum the movie.
That's just Batman Begins.
Seen Gold, Hobbs?
Yes.
They were planning to make it a trilogy. They got to number two before they canned it all.
Yes. UFC the movie. How about Watchmen the End is Nigh? What about a film of that?
It's based on a film. And the film's not that
What about, I don't know.
Stop talking. We've reached an hour.
What about?
Maybe would make an all right one, but they'd have to massively shake it up.
Lots of CG.
Yeah, lots of CG. Just like the simple premise of a Greek mythology dude.
The first one would make a decent storyline.
But they wouldn't make it M-rated, so it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Because they'd want to appeal to everyone, so they have.
Well, they don't have to actually. They could just make a decent Clash of the Titans.
Well, yeah, but what they'd do is they'd cut out all the boob, they'd cut out most of the gut ripping and swordplay.
Yeah.
It's not God of War.
But that's not the appeal. If you watch.
Right,
you know that game
of Iron Man, the game.
Yeah.
They made a film of that.
Hobbs, this joke doesn't have that much legs anymore.
Red Dwarf, the film.
Red Dwarf, the movie.
The game. I don't know anymore. But I lost the game.
What about Street Fighter, the movie, the game?
Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the movie.
That exists, and it's awful.
What about Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the movie? it's the movie of the game of the movie of the game of the movie of the game.
He needs to be creatively put down now, because his brain's going off on one. I think we should end it now before... There's like brain matter everywhere.
I think just suck a dick.
Quit before the electricity.
Fine. Levelupodcast.com. If you ever need talking in tangent, if you need tits to show us.
Oh, you're using that one now. You made me feel stupid when I said tits.
Yeah, it's got on the website. There's all the stuff there. Rate us on iTunes, 5 stars or less.
Microphone like it's a rock god.
If you hate us.
No, you hold it like a gang. You hold it like a rapper like this.
You point it up. Yeah. Waka waka.
Try to edit it out. levelupodcast.com. Say bye, everyone.
You won't edit it out.
Yeah, you won't. You're the laziest man alive. You won't edit it out.
I'll give you this quid if you don't edit it out.
It's my pound.
Pound now.
I thought it wasn't my pound. That's
fuck
such,
you.
That's such a
gut. Right, I'm going. I need to do something with my bowels. Say bye.
Bye.